Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, everyone. This is Minister Jay Miller, the host of Dirty Church Radio. Listen, this is yet another great night, opportunity to come together and discuss things on Dirty Church Radio. Listen, I start this show telling you all you mean something to God and He loves you. Stay tuned.
From the day I was born,
out there. This is Minister Jay Miller, the host of Dirty Church Radio. I'm so glad whoever is tuning in right now. We appreciate the support. Me personally, I thank God for the opportunity that people from all different races, all different type of thought patterns, different views can come together on this platform that we have set. Everyone on the show knows the host, myself, what I stand for, you know. And one thing I do stress on this show that regardless of whatever disagreements that we have when it comes to your religion or your faith or your belief or whatever that is, I believe there's still a greater purpose than the disagreement. I believe God has a purpose for mankind. I believe the Creator has a purpose for His creation. And I believe it takes unity in some form to start somewhere, to begin to see the full picture, to see more clearly of what God truly wants for His creation. I know there are a lot of people who don't believe in a deity of God, but listen, you have a right to believe what you believe. But me, as the host on this show, I stand firm. I truly believe in God, our Father, the Almighty. And I think He's great. I think it's even on this show, having Dirty Church Radio, I think it, something is even taking place, even with this show, that really might not have been revealed completely yet, but I think in a little bit of time, people will begin to see, because we are a show that is searching and hunting down truth. Whatever truth, wherever truth might take us, wherever it might lead us. But I believe, personally, I believe truth does not take you away from God. I believe truth takes you into God's presence. And listen, tonight, our episode we had last night was a great topic. We've been having such great topics. Man, the listeners on this show has been growing daily. So much support. There have been a lot of people listening in. And it's just been a blessing. And listen, we understand, and I always say this on the show, that we thank everyone that tunes into Dirty Church Radio. But if any topic or issue that we're talking about may offend, we understand if you tune out. And maybe you could tune back into the next episode, because we do understand that certain people hold certain issues more passionately and more personally. But on Dirty Church Radio, it's really not about, we really don't focus on feelings. We're trying to focus on truth, and we understand getting the truth might deal with some issues that we don't even want to deal with. But I believe that it's a great thing to go into places that hurt sometimes, because sometimes the truth is in those places that hurt, those things that we don't want to deal with, because we may have been believing some stuff that mama and grandma and great-grandma been believing, and come to find out, it may not have been true. And just that thought alone is a hurtful thought. But I believe as we grow in this lifetime, the sheets and the covers are being pulled off of a lot of things. And I'm not in a, whether it's in religion, whether it's just in history. One thing I always say, I got this from my grandfather, my uncles, and them. They used to always say, whoever wins the war gets to tell the story. So just even in that statement alone, there have been many wars fought. And always the good guys, or the considered good guys, don't win, or the considered bad guys don't win. But somebody wins, and whoever wins that war, they have the opportunity to pick up the pen and write history. So that poses the question, who has been writing? Have they been writing an error? What lies have been told? What truths have been told? This is what Dirty Church Radio is all about, man. We're trying to get there. And some people might ask, you know, what is Dirty Church Radio? Me, personally, as the host, when I created this show, listen, I believe that man was created from the dirt, and I believe God breathed breath into man's life, and we became a living soul. So since God put the church in this dirt, I am a dirty church. I still have this flesh. I still have these things of dirt connected to me. But the church is within my heart. So, and I believe the dirt that's on Dirty Church Radio is not dirt of filth, but it's dirt that the seeds of your thoughts can grow in it. And I believe also that seeds have no purpose or no use if there's no dirt or soil for it to be planted in. So listen, let's get this show started tonight. I have my brother Sefner on the phone right now. What's going on, bro?
What's happening, Jermaine? How you doing, brother?
Good, man. We have another caller on here, too, from a 215 number. Hello, caller?
Yes, am I in the host queue?
Yeah, you in the host queue.
Oh, okay. I was just listening to my brother, but, you know, this sounds like a good show. My name is Brother Ralph. I'm from Philadelphia. And,
okay.
And someone had posted your show. I think it was Brother Sefner.
Brother Sinefer. Sinefer, yeah, that's my man.
I posted the show earlier, and I'm driving now, but this is a good thing, brother, because there's a lot, you know, I believe that the scriptures were actually African writings, because they're all found on the north coast of Africa. They've just been tampered with, like all of our history. So I'm glad that you have a program to, like, get the filth out of what, because we know that the first printed Bibles were in the 1400s, and that was in Germany. So, of course, Germany is going to print the book that's going to benefit them. So I'm glad that you are having this program. And you can put me back on mute, my brother. I'm just going to be listening, taking in some information.
Well, listen, man, I thank you for calling in and supporting Dirty Church Radio, man. And I hope it's not your last time calling in. And,
no, sir.
Listen, man, if you get the opportunity, if you like what you hear or if you don't like what you hear, we here on Dirty Church Radio, we'll take the press either way it go, whether you like it or not. All we do is just say something about it.
Well, you know what, brother? What I want to say about this Christianity, these churches that are here today, every Sunday, you know, look at the condition of our neighborhoods. Look at the condition of our children, even in those buildings every Sunday. When do you graduate? When do you realize that there is a force within us that can do something different instead of this slave religion that we have been taught? So I'm just talking about, when are we going to be empowered to get rid of this filth that goes on every Sunday, nothing but a pimp time game, and start getting to, you know, it starts with honesty. And I'm going to tell you, when you talk to these ministers, they are not honest. Because what they want to do, they want to hold on to that money that they're collecting every Sunday and mislead the people. We got to cut that stuff short. And the only way we can cut that stuff short is to point out how dangerous that religion is and how much stupor our people are in. So, brother, I'm going to be listening, but I'm going to let you know when some of these folks call in here talking about how great their church is and the sermon pastor so-and-so would say, and they still go home in the same filthy condition, I don't want to hear it no more. We need to do something economically, socially, and politically to get our people back on track. If it ain't talking that, then I have no use for it, my brother.
Hey, listen, man, I hear you. And one thing I believe also, too, man, and whatever a person is connected to, whatever organization, I believe that you have rotten apples and you've got good apples. And in anything, I believe it's good in anything. And sometimes I believe that even in church, I believe the ones that pervert and do things the wrong way, they're the ones who make a bad name for the ones who are really have a heart after the people and are really trying to make a difference. Because there are people in this world that are really trying to make a difference and are really trying to do the right thing. So we can't just say that everybody in the church has that same mentality. But we do have to confront the issue, because there are people that are using the money, there are persuading the people, keeping people in a bondage in a certain way, and that is happening too. But let's not blame the ones that are really out here trying their best to make things happen too. Let's not push the fault on them. But here on Dirty Church Radio, bro, we appreciate that point of view. And listen, it's just been planting in on the dirt on Dirty Church Radio. So let's see what grow from it. Let's see what we can grow from that, man.
Okay, brother, but you know, it all starts with honesty. If we don't know something, let us say we don't know, instead of holding on to that same old thing that's keeping our folks in bondage since we were brought here in this country. So let's say we don't know, because that's the only way we're going to conquer this thing. But we hold on with our arrogance to our titles, to our position, what we believe in, defending non-existent virtues, we're still in the same hellhole. So let's say we don't know, and once we state that, we're on our way. So I'll be listening, my brother, and you can just place me back on mute.
All right, man. I appreciate you, man, for calling in, man. Listen, don't let it be your last time, man.
No, sir.
All right, man. What's going on, Brother Sword and Brother Sefina? What's going on with y'all brothers?
Hey, I'm holding on, man, to God's unchanging hand, man. I'm taking it every day, one day at a time, man. You know, understanding that, you know, this could be my last time living, man, but I'm just taking it real easy, in other words, man.
Okay, that's a great thing. I'm going to tell you, man, you know, last night, you know, the topic tonight is part two of The Church Without God. Are you a member? You know what I'm saying? That's the topic of tonight, The Church Without God. And tonight we want to even go further. Last night we didn't have as much time because a lot of people called in a little later, so the time had ran out. But tonight we on the show. It's the beginning of on the show. So tonight I just want to actually just talk about different scenarios of a church without God. And do people think that it will be, well, not do people think, but which I've been reading today, there are a lot of people that are actually starting churches or starting circles of coming together without a God concept. But they call it the congregation, but they don't want to add God to the equation because they feel as though God is the one that is causing all of these issues in this world. And without him, people are feeling like it would be a better world because people use religion to keep people bound, and people use religion to keep people in the dark. And they say people use your faith in the religion. It's only because of your faith in the religion that they even have the opportunity to manipulate you within the religion, because they use your faith as a tool to use against you, to keep you stuck in the quicksand, slowly taking the breath out of you, out of your existence as time goes on. So we got our brother Sefin on here. We got our brother Sword right now. And what I really want to, as we're on the show today, I want to see if you two brothers can give me a scenario of a church without God from two different points of views, whether it be negative or positive.
Well, I'll let Neff go first because you know, I see what angle he's coming from.
I'm good. I'm just listening, bro. I'm listening right now. Because the church is not in my ideology or paradigm, so life is, you know, I understand. Everybody knows what a church is without God, because for me, I'll point to all of them that I can put my finger on that I remember going to. So is my, I wonder, is it echo? Is it me?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's echo. But yeah, the majority of them that I've come in contact with have been godless because of their, you know, their contributions to society. Now, again, it goes back to the God concept of what one holds as God in itself, in and of itself. You know, if we're talking about Christianity. As a matter of fact, I put a post up today on my page that was dealing with God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." And so, in one sense, you look at the God of America. Who is the God of America? And when you look at it as it pertains to a black man and black woman being taken from being kings and queens, enslaved, beaten, hung over a period of 400, 500 years, and beaten and then shaped into given a particular religion, Christianity, and then shaped into an American. Because we weren't like this when we came here. And so now we're classified as African-American. Now, and someone asked me tonight, they said, well, how can you say that a white race or white supremacy, how can you look at them as God? Well, you have to look at the institution that they've created. You got an institution that we call Big Brother that's all-seeing. You got digital surveillance, which is all knowing. They know what you talk about. You got them being omnipotent, being all over the place at all the time with Google Earth and that type of atmosphere. So when you look at what the closest thing that we understand to God, unless it's mythical, unless we apply the myth to God, but in reality, one has to look at what we do. Everything that we get comes from them. We can't buy nothing unless it goes through them. Look at Haiti. Haiti overthrew the French, threw them out of their country, and then white supremacy shut down trade where they couldn't buy anything. So when we look at what's happening out there, you know, you have to – my views are is that the church is bigger than the building. And as soon as we understand that and unify as a people, then we then we'll understand. So that's where I'm at as far as the church. Like the brother Ralph was saying, until, you know, we can talk till we blue in the face, until we institute something that's going to make a positive change and a positive difference in people's lives, is you know, we just throwing smoke at the wind, man.
Well, I like that one statement that you just made just now, where you just said the church is bigger than the building. I think that right there, that statement right there,
I would like
something that needs to be, that's a statement right there that everyone actually just needs to take heed to. And really, if we can get the concept of how big the church really is, because the separation comes with the building. It's like the building is what brings the separation when you're dealing with church, because that's, we feel like, you know, my church, your church, they church. So right, that concept right there brings separation, and it brings separation not just in having church service, but separation in us coming together as a community and doing things together, because it seemed like if my church is not the one, the head of it, or running it, or spearheading it, I don't want nothing to do with it.
That's true.
I would like to comment too, like on the church, you were saying that there's a gathering of people, they call themselves the congregation. When you look up the word church, it means gathering or congregation. When you got people together congregating, it's like a gathering, of people, or a gathering. And church defined as gathering of people or congregation, congregational. So now the brother, I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Senefer.
Senefer. But with a T?
No, Senefer. Yeah.
With
an
F.
With an F. F, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You spoke a lot about history and us coming over here and with, you know, also talking about the white supremacy and all that, but we know that, you know, God as being supreme, as being the highest. You got some people who feel like they are the dominant race, or, you know, when you look at a picture, they're supposed to be Jesus. We in America, we look at it, and we see a Caucasian figure with long hair, blonde hair, blue eyes, and he's of the white race. And so a lot of people have been programmed or been brainwashed to look at Jesus to be white. That's natural. If you look at most Bibles, you open it up, you're going to see a Caucasian picture. Now, if you look at the history of the white race, or the Caucasians who called themselves Christians, it was a man named Constantine who supposedly saw a cross, and in that cross, he said he's going to conquer. These were pagan people who supposedly got converted to following Christianity or Jesus' way. The first time we hear about Jesus' followers being called Christians was when it was unbelievers called them Christians, and Christians mean Christ-like. And so in order to be a Christian or part of that church that's bigger than the building, because the church is like Jesus said, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, you know. So now that your body is part of God's building, you know, which is something that he created. So when you believe and you have God's spirit and you saved or born again, you be part of that church, not because you supposedly seen a cross and decided to, what Constantine did was he took water and poured it on his soldiers and said, we're going to conquer in the name of a cross. And so you got different holidays, like Halloween don't have nothing to do with Christ. Easter, you know, who talks about the resurrection, but, you know, don't have nothing to do with Jesus' resurrection, has nothing to do with an Easter egg and a rabbit, you know. Like, you know, a Christmas tree or Christmas, these was pagans who called themselves Christians, and they incorporated some of their pagan holidays into what we call Christianity today. But there is a church without God that he's talking about. It's obvious. And that's that church that originated with this so-called person who got converted and start conquering in the name of God in the symbol of the cross, and where you got a lot of Roman Catholics, and these was Romans at the time, and when Jesus was alive, Jesus was, the Romans was ruling majority parts of the world, you know, so man is in some position to rule, and without God, of course, they're going to feel like they are the dominant race, and they're going to manipulate people. I thank God for allowing a black man to be our president today, that I'm able to see that. But I know in history, one would probably think that it would never be. Some prophesied that there will be in America one day. So hopefully times has changed, but we know racism still exists. But with the church, without God, and a lot of times when you read history about the church, you're talking about, you know, popes messing with kids, and, you know, a lot of history and murder been pointed at the church. But you got to understand that there's a great difference from being religious and being actually part of God's family. You know, being religious means that I join a church and I follow their rules and I follow the tradition that they follow, that they tell me to follow, and I call myself part of that sect. So sometimes we do associate with different sects, but to be part of God's family, it has to be a transformation of the spirit that would make you part of the living church. The living church, a church meaning gathering or a congregation. That would work wherever we at. We can have church right over this phone. You know, depending that your heart. Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered, I'll be in the midst of y'all. So
well, let me
I
ask this question.
That he's alive. Yeah, right.
Let me ask this
question. I believe that he's alive.
Let me ask this question. If do you think, and this is for Sephina, but you can answer
Sinefa.
Too. But
it's
Sinefa. All right, got it. Do you think a problem that has taken place in church is that the church has compromised and wants to almost run more so like the world system? Rather than stick to the principles of God, because they feel like sticking to the principles of God has been not getting them the results that they want. So they feel as though they need to compromise and run by a different system. Do you believe that's the reason why the church seems far away from what God expects, or what God, or what God's plan was for the church?
Again, bro, for me to let me find a good way to say this.
No, don't say it a good way. Say it the way you're gonna say it. It's Dirty Church Radio,
right? I don't hold to the ideology of how, let me put it a better way. The church is an extension of how the world is run. The world is not an extension of how the church, which is where the misinformation and miseducation comes from. The brother made a statement about Constantine's comment of, by this sign we shall conquer. The phrase was actually in hoc signo vinces. That's what he said, and that's what that means. In hoc signo vinces means by this sign we will conquer. Now, in saying that, every country, every land, the reason the Indians were annihilated and killed off was because of religion. It has nothing to, trust me, religion every country that has been conquered and that this particular people that I initially spoke about it was military conquest. This wasn't a religious movement. It wasn't missionary work like one would think. It'd say, oh, you know, they went into Africa and they took Bibles and they took aid and they took these things. No, the United States in and of itself is an extension of a military. The only reason we're here is because of military conquest under the auspices of God. And so the church, ordained by the Roman Catholics, ordained by everything in this country, just about, is ordained by the Roman Catholics. The church that, as you know it and as you see it, is an extension of that body. That's why the Roman Catholic church is one of the most, if not the most, prosperous organization on this planet. It's because it's military conquest. Africa, what goes on there, what goes on right now, what's going on in Africa right now is as a result of military conquest under the auspices of Christianity. Under the auspices of Christianity. That's where the power of this country is. That's why on our money it says, "In God we trust." So when you talk about the church operating, does the world operate on the other side of, you know, should the church operate like the world? Well, the church is. It's an extension of the world. Only problem is the believers are fluffed to think that there's something extra that's going on. There's nothing extra going on. It's just that the majority will not open their eyes and look at it. You know, Constantine was one. You got to go back to the First Nicene Council in 325 AD when you look at when the church was actually formed. You know, those 318 bishops that sat down at the table that said, hey, well, I don't know. There was one, what was his name, Arius. I think his name was Arius, who was kicked out because he said, no, we got to make Jesus this way. They said, no, let's make him this way. And there was an argument as to how they wanted to present him in the book. And so because of his ideology, they kicked him out. And so we got to look at, you know, and then you got these 318 Catholic bishops that sat down and said, no, nah, put this book in there. No, nah, they argued over how to construct this book. And so when we sit there and say, oh, the Bible is all inspired word of God, we got to be careful with that. We really got to be careful. And if the Bible is the only book that we know, then, you know, we I think we got to expand our understanding and our learning.
Neptune, I just want to just share a little information on some of the things that you were saying, just to show some of the authentic of the Bible and the authenticness of God, the realness of, you know, the ones who choose to follow God and not caught up in the religious form or the church as history defines it. Because when you look in history books and you look, go to the library and you look up the history of the church and you look up a lot of the Roman
Those
Catholic,
are all lies. Those are all lies.
Okay. You can say that. You can say that. Some of the history is true where you got some, they found dead babies inside of some of these nun houses where the popes, the bishops, and all of them
right.
hide from having kids or having a marriage, and when
right.
one of the sisters would get pregnant, they would actually kill the baby.
Right.
Until it's in history that they have found some of these religious houses with dead bones, and these dead bones was actually newborn baby bones. It's in history, so that I wouldn't say that that's a lie, but they try to cover up the truth. That's why they call it library, where they bury lies. But you got some truth in history. Now, my thing that I wanted to say, you said the conquest, when the military part of the of a nation, so-called like Constantine, that's what we're talking about, who supposedly got converted with this cross. Now, his soldiers, he took water and so-called baptized those soldiers and said, we're going to conquer in the name of Christ and that y'all are Christians. And you don't become no Christian just because some water touched you. You be a wet sinner. So the only way you can get converted to this way is through God touching you from his spirit. That's a whole nother level. We're not going to touch that because it's sensitive. But now going with history now, history teaches us those bishops that you talked about who decided, well, let us get together and we're going to, whether Jesus was born on this day or whether we're going to add the Maccabees or whether we're going to add some more books or whether we're going to take these books out. And the ones who disagree, we're going to cut them off. You just named a name of a bishop that got cut off. Now, history teaches that where did they get the original strips from? They got the Romans, they got the original strips from when they was going around conquering different lands and they found writings of prophets and writings from men who was inspired by God. And
hold
now
on.
They had
I'm sorry.
Translate.
I apologize. This is DA coming in. How's everybody doing? I just want to make a correction right quick. You can continue saying what you're saying. But
let him finish, bro. Let him finish.
I just want to say, hold on one second,
right? What we're going to do on the show tonight is this. Let the person finish what they're saying. Then, when they're done, you need to write it down with your thought or whatever and say it. Like, correct it if you go against it. Then, but let them finish. Let's not cut no one off. Let's let everyone talk. When you go, no interruptions tonight. No stopping nobody in the middle of their conversation. Unless I do it and mute them.
Okay.
That's how we're going to do it tonight.
Yeah. I'm just giving, actually what I'm giving is a little bit of history that I wrote, and we could say history could be his story. However we define it, I'm telling you what I got from the library. And they could say, you could say it's a lot, but actually this is actually some things that took place in the earth, on the earth, and it's part of history. When you read the Bible, you read a lot of history. You read the history of a nation of people that we call the Israelites or Israel, the nation that started with Abraham, that God chooses to raise up and to separate from all the other people and to begin to call people. And those Israelites were supposed to be being a light to the world. But we know that they failed from that. But yet God love for Abraham, the father of faith that he chose, he continues to work with Israel. Whomever they are, we can argue about who they are, you know, but so what I'm saying is history, when you read the Bible, you read history. Now, the first four gospels supposed to be the history of Jesus on earth, about the life of Jesus. Now, when you get in the Old Testament, you know, it's prophets writing and talking about, or you got Kings, the book of Kings is talking about what happened with these different nations. Now, Aramaic was the original language during Jesus' time, and also you had Hebrew speaking people.
What language was that?
Aramaic.
I'm sorry.
It's Aramaic.
It's not Arabic. Not Arabic.
Aramaic.
Aramaic. Okay. All right. Aramaic. So now that was during Jesus' time, and then you also had Greek and Latin. So they had different translations of writings from people who was around during Jesus' time, or you had writings from the prophets that when these conquests or these conquerors who began to dominate different nations, and they came across the scrolls and writings which supposed to be the word of God. And so now they translated. Now you got the King James translation. We know King James, he didn't even have no, he couldn't translate. But he was the king who authorized scholars to translate from original language into what they got, the English Bible or the English language. Then you get the King James. But these different bishops now, they had the original writings, whether they tamper with it or not, and that's what a lot of religious people say, that the Bible is tampered with it. But what I'm saying, in my belief, you know, is that God can preserve his word, because he said his word is preserved just like gold tried in fire. So I'm believing that God has preserved history from the beginning. If he want to reveal to you, he said the secret things belong to God. But the things that's revealed, he gave them to man. So there is some things that we just don't know. And we're not going to know until God chooses to open up and give somebody a revelation or give somebody some type of, you know, inspiration on what it is that they're seeking. So the secrets belong to God, the scripture says. So there is
okay.
some authenticity of the scripture.
Can I make
okay.
my,
DA, go ahead, DA.
All I wanted to say was that there are no originals of the scrolls. In any part of the Bible that you read, there are no originals. And the Bible that you read is so far away from the copies that Constantine actually had back at the Council of Nicaea, even back then. The Bible is so far from even that, and even the scriptures and scrolls that they actually collected then were not the copies. Nobody has original copies of any of the books of the Bible, none of them at all. So everything you read is a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy. That's all I wanted to say, basically. I mean, I can give more history on it, but that's just what I wanted to.
I just want to give a little acid test to what you're saying to prove some things here. When you take the Torah is considered the Jewish Bible, which is written in different language today, the Torah. But the Torah actually in our Bible would be part of the Old Testament, the first five books of the Old Testament. Now, you just made a statement that there is no authentic. I'm saying, now, the authentic, then you also said that the writings that Constantine had, this writing that we got is so far from that. My question to you is, what did Constantine have if there's no authentic?
He actually had more copies. Well, he actually had copies that was actually found. But like there are no originals dated back from the time of Jesus, and even in first century, the first copy of any type of scroll that they actually have dates to, I think, the beginning, either the end of the first century or the beginning of the second century, and that still are copies. There are no originals. No one has originals of anything.
Let me ask this question. If it was an original, would they know it was an original? Like, how
yes.
do you know, how
because,
do you tell the original from the copy?
Because they actually do processes, which is carbon dating. They have techniques to find out how far something
so
can actually go back.
Let's go one deeper than that. Let's do this. Outside of biblically biased literature. All right? Let me be clear when I say that. Outside of biblically biased literature, no one in the Bible ever existed. There's no writings of anybody. And with all of the scholars and all of the scribes and all, because the brother said that the Bible was history. When you read the Bible, you're reading history. You're not reading history. You're reading fabrications of time. It doesn't fit anywhere. Nothing that you read outside of biblically biased literature. If you can find me five references of independent sources of anybody, Jesus included, that ever walked this earth,
there is.
And that's
this,
a big. That's a very big pill to swallow for a lot of people.
The only records that actually show. I'm sorry. I didn't know if I cut anybody off. I apologize.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Hold that thought for a second. I'm going to make this clear one more time. This goes for everybody. No cutting nobody off. Tonight on this show, I'm going to determine if you've been talking too long, and I'll say something and I'll cut you off. So let everyone say their point so we can see, so you can hear what they're going to say clear before you prejudge their statement. Regardless if something they say aggravates you and you feel as though you know that what they're saying is wrong, let them say it. Are we clear on that tonight?
Yeah, I'm cool.
All right. Thank you.
So where I was that there, when we talk about what we have to be careful with is the fact when we say that this book is the final authority. Now, when we look at the flood, let's look at the flood for a perfect example. We look at Noah's flood and what there are Sumerian tablets that predate the flood by thousands of years, and it tells the same exact story. When you look at the story of Adam and Eve, there's stories that Enti and Nehti that predate the flood. I mean, predate those by thousands of years. When you look at David and Goliath, you look at the Iliad, which predates it by thousands of years. So not hundreds of years. We're talking thousands of years. And then when you look at the many crucified saviors, and when we speak of Rome, they were, I mean, come on. We got to be honest. I asked a brother today, a pastor that was on the page, and we were talking about the God that created man. And I asked him, and he said, amen. And I asked him, I said, do you know why do you say amen in church? Where does that come from? Because even the term was not the same as, I mean, the language that they spoke, amen comes from, is not Aramaic. It's not Aramaic, so why did that one word find its way in the Bible as many times as it did? And people never question these because they just accept it. So my point is, if you know, instead of looking to find out whether it's real, find some sources that say the people actually existed, and then we're on to something.
All right, I got a question for DA. I got a question for DA real quick. Now, D.A., you said people, they run tests, right, on, they can tell if it's an original copy or if it's a copy, right?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Am I right when I said from that far? That's what you said?
Well, they basically can roughly date the copy.
They can date it. They can date it.
They can roughly date it around when it was actually
written.
When it actually came about, yes.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. Now when it comes to the Bible and those scrolls and stuff they found there, and then we go and when we deal with the books that Senefa is talking about, whether it's like Egypt books or you know something from Africa, different books that they have mentioned, even our brother Michigan that called in. What's the name of the book that he talks about?
The Metaneta.
Yeah, the Metaneta. Now, has tests been run on each one of those books to determine which one is the oldest? Has that been proven? Is that recorded and on record?
Well, I believe that's something that you would have to ask either Metu or Senefer, because I don't necessarily know.
Well, yeah, here's something that's really interesting, and I'm glad that you said that, because it's actually on record. You have the writings where you're talking about in Kemet or Egypt, as is commonly known. The writings are there that predate, and they're on the wall. They're on every pyramid that you see, on every building that you see, all through the the funeraries, all through the tombs, all on the everything. See, there was no books. They wrote it on the wall. That's where the Bible gets its term, the writing is on the wall, because that's where they got it from. The writing was on the wall. So, yeah, and it predates. And so when you look at the perfect example, the Sphinx as we know it, that's what? The Bible goes back, what, 6,000 years?
Mm-hmm.
The Sphinx is what, 25,000 years old? When we see pyramids, all we see is the three. That's all they show us. But there's 72 over there. And the 70, and I was sharing it before, there's 72 pyramids. And guess what? The last pyramid was built almost 1,700 years before Abraham was born. So, yeah, they've been dated. What hasn't been dated and what hasn't been proven to be fact is the fact of where these Bible stories come from. You know why? Because they come from all over. They come from, like the brother said, they were people who going around collecting information. He said they're finding scrolls and find, no, these were people who were writing. You got to think of what they did for 1 second. Before, when these people went over and conquered Africa, when they conquered Africa and they saw, they got over there, I can imagine them getting off that ship, seeing the pyramids. The way we see them is not in their original state. Those things were sparkling, man. They were covered with limestone, gold. It was trees. It was water flowing. That wasn't desert. That was green land. And you see these people with all this gold. Gold meant nothing to them. And when they conquered that land, that's why if you pull up the British Museum right now, it'll tell our story. It'll tell our story to you, and it'll show you what they did to and where this story comes from. So the Bible in itself and the text that people are holding to. What's that noise? I'm sorry, it's just throwing me off. The Bible in itself is a copy of original text, but the original text is written on walls, man. It's not on paper. It's not on scrolls. They wrote it down, but they couldn't even interpret it. They wrote it down, brought it back, fixed it the way they wanted to, turned Heru into Jesus, and made it, you know, like you said, whoever wins the war can write the story. And that's what they did. And we bought it.
Okay, just to let everyone know, we got an Apostle Louis Young is on the phone with us, too. And our brother Natu from Michigan is on the line, too.
Yeah, how's it going, brother? Like,
what's happening?
Right. Peace.
What's going on?
Everything's good. I would like to just comment on a few things. You know, to each his own. Every man is persuaded within his own mind which way he gonna live, which way he gonna go, and whom he choose to believe in. I just want to say, you know, I mean, I take my hat off to all the researchers. It's some noise in the background. I don't know what it is, but it's real irritating.
It is. I don't know what that is.
You know, like to each his own. I take my hat off to all the researchers. You know. Those who have studied their own history as a people and their originality, where they came from, whether it's, I know I was born over here. But my ancestors come from Africa, of course, which is a land that's part of Egypt, you know, of course. But what I'm saying is I respect everybody in their own right. But what one who believes in the authentic part of the Bible, you can't cross him out from being a part of the supreme being himself, whomever you call supreme. Supreme means the highest. We're not talking about a race of people. We're talking about the creator of all things, who started this. You can't have no building without a builder. You can't have how did we get here? And it's not from no theory, a mistake, a bang, or whatever. You can choose to believe that. It's your choice. Like I said, I take my hat off to each researcher. But understanding, if you're going to be a student of the Bible, you know, and research the God of the Bible, I mean, you cannot get caught up into the illusion or the deceitfulness that the Supreme has an enemy, and his enemy is trying to distort anybody who chooses to seek the truth and seek to be close to that God who created them in the very beginning. And so whichever way you choose to unite with him, the ones who choose to believe in the authentic of the Bible and that it was written on, your own persuasion is what transformation God did in your spirit. He did a transformation in my spirit, so I can only witness to what I have partook of. So what I'm saying, and I'm testifying on Jesus' behalf, that I believe that Jesus is real and the word of God is authentic, and God did not allow it to be tampered with, and it ain't no myth. But if you choose to believe that it is, that's judgment on you from the originator of the book, and that's pronounced to those who disbelieve. Either you believe or you don't believe. It's your choice. But if you say you're a believer, you have to believe in the authenticness that this is the infallible word of God, inspired by God through man. You know, so that's my defense, and I'm saying, and that's where I stand. I know a little bit about history. I quoted a little bit because I went and I researched some history. But mm-hmm. at the same time, whether you choose to be a student of the Bible, you can't get caught up into the church, which means religion. I'm talking about the religious side of church. And the spiritual body that God has within believers. There's a difference from the history of the church and the ones whom Jesus called to be like him, mimic him, and imitate him to the best of your ability, which we see how he lived, and we have to try to strive to be like him. And the enemy would rather you not believe so you can come short when God already said you were already short, because God in the Bible says that all have sinned and come short. But now the enemy plays a part to ease your conscience.
All right, hold on right there. Hold on right there, Sword. Right there. Hold on. Apostle Louis Young.
Yes.
You on the line? Let me hear you.
Well, first of all, this whole what y'all talking about sounds like a whole bunch of rhetoric to me. I mean, I thought we had this.
I did too, Lou.
I thought we had this discussion already. All right, now since I'm talking,
go ahead.
Didn't we have this discussion when somebody said Shakespeare had something to do with the translation of the Bible? Didn't we already prove that information was not valid? So y'all got to kind of like catch me up to really what y'all talking about. Because I'm completely lost. I mean, is this the topic, the validity of whether or not the Bible is valid, or I mean, what are we talking about?
No, the topic of the show is the church without God, right? The church without God. Are you a member?
Okay.
And we're talking about, you know, I asked a question earlier. The only person that was on the phone was Senefa and Sword, and
okay.
I asked them to give me two different scenarios about the church without God, whether it be positive or negative.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Senefa, you know, he's a man of history. You know, he's going to take you back into the history of things. And
okay.
once we went on the journey of history with things, that's where it came. It traveled to this discussion. It traveled here.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he was given, you know, a rundown on the church history, the Roman Catholic. They was talking about Constantine. Was his writings authentic? Was it authentic? So it got to the point of talking about is what we're, you know, studying copies of copies or what's authentic. How can you determine if something is original and authentic? And it just, the conversation just went there. But the main subject is that we're talking about is the church without God. And I want different scenarios. So, like,
okay,
I said,
well,
let me give you a scenario then.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying one thing on the show. I want different scenarios because there are people that believe that this world would be better without a concept of God, period.
Okay.
And they don't feel as though there are some people that want to come together and they just want to just let's come together. Let's not thank God. Let's just be good people. Let's just teach good morals, live a good life, try to do the best thing that will benefit our brothers or our sisters or our neighbors or whatever. Let's live a good life, but let's keep God out of the equation, especially the God of the Bible or the God of Christianity. You got people that are on this show right now who actually feel that way,
okay.
who might have that concept. Then you have
okay.
people who stand in believing in God, that God is needed, not just in the church, but the concept and the idea of God is needed in this world. And without God, this world would be even more chaotic than it is. Then the other one, then you got the argument of God is the reason for the chaos. I mean, so
mm-hmm.
that
well,
this show,
well, let me go ahead and give you my answer, then I'll fall back.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you said Apostle Young, so that means you want me to elaborate on the topic,
your name,
right?
Call. Yeah, your name,
okay.
Call.
So let me first say that my comments that I'm getting ready to make, I'm making them. I don't have to stand behind no monarchy. I don't have to stand behind no cliches. I can make my statement as a man, 100% man, and say that this what I'm getting ready to say is my opinion. This is how I feel. I'm not speaking for nobody else. I'm speaking for me. All right. Yes, in a lot of churches, God is out of it. Because if the premise of the church is about money, prosperity, pie in the sky, living a good life, living a lavish life. If that's what the premise of the church is, where is God in that? And 90% of your churches, sad to say, 90% of the churches that are open today, their premise is about preaching about prosperity, good life, pie in the sky, get what you can get, name it and claim it. But when it comes to the spirituality of their life, the soulish man, no one is feeding the spiritual man. Everybody's concerned about the natural man's wallet, whether they are giving them information to put money in it or whether they're brainwashing them with information to get money out of it. And if that is the premise of the church, there is no God in the church. That's my statement. That's what I got to say. I'm Apostle Louis Young, and I approve the message that I just said.
All right. D.A., listen, there's something I want to get back.
Don't mess with Apostle.
Before we get any further in the discussion, I just want to bring this back to forefront because we was cut off yesterday in discussion. Listen. And I want to say this like this. Is there any issue or any discussion based on yesterday's topic that a person feels as though they didn't get their point across and they want to get their point across now? Or
yeah.
Is there
yeah.
anyone
I
on
definitely
this show
got, yeah, me, me,
that has
me,
an issue?
Me, me.
All I would like to say is You have two types of people, and I'm not saying generally. I'm just talking about this type of situation. You have two types of people. You have ignorant people that just don't know better, and then you have lazy people that we basically have the resources. We have all of the information that you can acquire to obtain some type of knowledge and some type of truth and facts. And you have the lazy people that don't actually go out there and acquire this type of information. So what they do is they take it upon themselves to either repeat what somebody else has said, or it's just something that they just grew up knowing and learning. And if they choose to do that, then I say all well be it. Yesterday we were referring to one word. I just wanted the definition of the word. By me having a definition of the word proved my point. That's all I wanted to do. The word was tangible. I will always make a statement. I will always make a comment based on my personal preference and my opinion. And I would also just have to say, with my last remark is, Jesus was not actually a sinner, but Jesus spoke on the behalf of sinners a lot of times. That's all I got to say.
Well, you're not Jesus. You're not Jesus. You're nowhere near Jesus.
I wasn't referring to you.
Okay,
all
right.
You don't necessarily have to make this direct.
Okay.
Because I'm not bashing you. I'm not saying anything negative.
You can't bash me.
Then you should not direct any type of any type of derogatory term that, you know, you don't put that towards me. This is supposed to be a conversation, you know what I'm saying, dealing with adults, having a conversation about things that hopefully we can have some type of an understanding with.
All right. So, are you done?
Maybe.
All right. Now, AJ, can I talk now?
You can talk. I just want to let everyone know, too, my big brother, Kevin L. Gabo, he's on the show with us, too, right now, man. He just called into the show.
Kevin,
you know,
what's happening, man?
Hey,
God bless you guys. I'm just listening in.
It's Phelps, man. It's
sure
Phelps from North Carolina.
I know I ain't going to get a chance to say nothing now.
Yeah, I'm just listening in.
Listen, bro, we appreciate you calling in, man, but don't hang up. Stay on. You're going to get a chance to say something, too, on this show, but go ahead, Lou. Go ahead and say what you're going to say.
All right. I got cut off yesterday before I could finish saying what I was trying to say. All right. When D.A. alluded to the fact about somebody sitting on the bus talking about they got Jesus in their pocket, before I can respond to that, to me, erroneous, idiotic statement he made, I didn't get a chance to rebuttal that. So I'm gonna rebuttal that now. Anybody that is sitting on the bus saying that Jesus is in their pocket, and you know, you can feel Jesus in my pocket now. Look, he's in my pocket. Anybody that's doing that needs to be in the crazy asylum.
You can't say that.
Why can't I?
Because you told me not to yesterday.
No. I didn't tell you not to say nothing.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did.
So, guess what?
Did.
The reason why I said that is because
the only thing you have to do is apologize.
I'm talking.
That's the only thing you have to do is apologize.
Hey guys,
I'm talking.
I mean,
I'm talking. Can I finish saying what I was getting ready to say?
We're going to move on from it.
Now,
go ahead and say what you're going to say.
Now, I would never tell that person that they need to go and put themselves in the crazy asylum. Now, the reason why I said what I said is you have a tendency of taking things to the extreme. All right? You have a tendency to take things to the extreme. My thing is, when you start calling people crazy for saying that they feel like God talks to them, I feel you wrong for saying that. Because, first of all, you're not properly trained to diagnose nobody. And you got a right to your opinion, but for you to try to label anybody that has a feeling that God is talking to them, you need to apologize.
Yeah, my point was just proven, so we can move on from this.
Well, at least I got to be heard. And I didn't say what I said.
Yes.
I didn't say what I said to say anything to you. I said what I said because I got cut off, and then Boone came on the phone because he didn't get a chance to hear what I was trying to say.
All I got to say is God bless America. That's all I have to say.
Well, you can be sarcastic all you want, but you heard what I said, so hey, that's all I
sure
care
did.
About. Yep. Now we can move ahead.
Hey, can I just real quick? Let me say something. I'm online, right? And I'm on a guy's page, and I called. I had a few brothers to pull the radio show up, and just so you know, man, people are making comments like, man, I don't know if you guys know who Sarah Suit and Seti is. But Sarah Suit and Seti and whoever he talks to turns into a complete battle. And so they saying, yo, Brother Sneffer, what's going on? I'm like, it'll be calmed down in a minute. And the reason I say that is this, man, is that every position that everybody on this show has is a valid position because there's somebody that's in and where you are. There's somebody somewhere that's in and where you are, and they're going to be there, man. And it's important that even if we disagree on information, we still have to be civil about our disagreements. In other words, you know, there's a place for that to happen. Like, what's your phone number? I'll call you, man. You can fight and cuss each other out. But I think we have to represent. It's all men here, man, and we're supposed to be the cream of the crop. And so if we're the cream of the crop in all different areas, these are all different spices in a cupboard, man, that somebody cooks with. We're supposed to season the food. You know, even the Bible says that the salt, it's the salt of the earth. That means that anything that you touch, you should affect it, right? And not that, and so sometimes you make your
man,
food too salty.
I hear what you're saying, but one thing I ain't no punk.
Well,
I don't hide behind. I'm a man. What I say,
Lou,
I don't have to. I represent me, and
Lou,
I represent God.
Said you no punk. Ain't nobody said you no punk.
But you know what? The whole thing of the show. Listen,
be a man. That's all
right
I'm saying.
Right? Listen, one thing right here, right. On this show, when we talk,
do you see what I have to
result
back to?
We got to understand one thing like this. We're not testing nobody's manhood on this show.
There you go.
Nobody ain't on this show to prove who got hands, who can fight. I mean, that's not. The thing is, we on this show right now, we're going to deal with some issues that may hurt your feelings because you may feel passionate about something, but someone else may look at that thing that you're feeling compassionate about as foolishness.
Hey,
are you man enough to be able to take the criticism, but yet still stand on what you believe and fight for
mm-hmm.
it? And that's the whole thing. No one, all of us right now, got mad disagreements. We got different rules in our own households that we all abide by. Everyone does not run their house the same. But the main thing is, I believe everybody on this house, I mean on this phone, you want your household to be safe. You want your household to be prosperous. You know what I mean? But we might go about it different ways of getting to that goal. And that's the thing.
What's the
on
topic,
this show.
Man? I'm lost.
Hey,
what's the topic,
no,
man?
No, the
I'm
topic,
messed up.
The topic again, the topic again, man, is the church without God. Are you a member? And when I say are you a member, what you a member of, whether it be the church or whatever it is, is it better for you with the concept of God or without? Is it better for you to live your life without God, or do you need God in your life to live your life? And I'm asking different people to give these different scenarios if you're standing for the need of God or the need of no God.
Hey, Jermaine, you got a call coming in. 219 number. It's my man, Jerome Lynch.
Right? But,
hey,
but
how could you get
this man too on the phone, man? I've been kind of listening. It's not like y'all going to keep passing me over. I'm going to be ready to fight in a minute.
Welcome.
Fight a little bit, too.
Welcome, man.
What's going on?
Welcome, man, too. Hey, I can fight a little bit, too. I hope everybody over here can fight a little bit.
A little bit. I got a little bit of hands.
Yeah. Hey, just let me say this quickly, man. I'm going to mute my phone and let y'all continue, but when I heard my name, I did want to get on the phone and just give you guys a book. It's by... Theophilo Bingham. THEOPHILE
mm-hmm.
Obinga.
Mm-hmm.
OBENGA. And it's called
mm-hmm.
African Philosophy.
Right.
The Pharaonic Period. Now, this like 4,000-5,000 years before the other stuff. Now, the only reason
right.
I say that because Jay had asked about, you know, has that stuff been tested, the words and stuff like that. So this is one of the foremost scholars, African scholars, on African philosophy. So if you want to know, to connect the Medjunetu to African philosophy and kind of see how it evolved to what it is today, you know, I would recommend that book.
Right.
Okay.
I tried to find you online too. I couldn't find you, man.
Yeah, but you might not find me online.
Oh, you're not online?
No,
okay.
Sir.
Okay.
But
right.
I mean, where you at? Where
I'm in
I
Atlanta.
You? No,
I'm
where
in
can
Atlanta.
I find you online?
Oh, Sinefer I, Facebook. Just pull up Sinefer I.
Okay. How you spell it, bro?
That's SENNEFER. I is A-H-Y. Sinefer I.
Well,
okay.
Since we on the phone right here, I'm going to ask, hey, Kevin, you still on the phone, bro?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. When it comes to God in this world, is God needed? Is he needed or not? And
oh, definitely
what,
he is needed. Okay, go ahead.
And if so, explain.
Okay, definitely God is needed because we can't live without God. Every breath
mm-hmm.
we breathe, every
uh-oh.
Breath we take is the word of, is God's breath breathing in our nostrils. And when we no longer breathing, then we cease to exist. So the first test that God is real is the fact that we breathe his breath every day. You said that the church, I was just going over something with Audiba today, where Jesus said in John 14, I think it was 20 and 21, I am in my Father, and my Father in me, and I in you. And if you keep my commandments, you know, then you are in me. So God needs to be in our heart. We need to accept the grace of God that he gave his life for our sins. That when our time comes that we cease to stop breathing, we will meet the Lord in the air.
Okay. Let me ask this question right here. I heard some snickering stuff going on when he started talking, right? But let me ask this question, and this is for Sefina and our brother Natu. Now, the God the word of the gods in the Metroneta, when it comes to that, is God the creator of the world in that book?
Who you asking first?
You go ahead and answer that, bro.
Like,
okay.
In that book, do we exist off of the God creating? Are we breathing that God's oxygen? You know what I mean? Like, give me an explanation of that God and
okay.
how, you know what I'm saying, what he means in this world to us. Like, you know, what?
Okay, in short, brother. In the African philosophy, what the Africans did was they took in everything that they studied in nature. They looked for the principles or what they considered to be the guiding principle or the unification principle in that, for instance, water, air, and stuff like that. And they created a deity for that particular principle. So and also what they did was they created a god and a goddess for each of those deities. And so there was no, so in understanding that, the God concept, so they found the God concept in everything. So there was no one God. It was the God concept. And then what they did was use those universal principles within all of those water, the earth, the air, a man. And then so what they did was just attempt to unify that and call that, you know, that's what you guys call God. That's the same thing in the African philosophy. That's what God is there. It's the,
okay.
You see, so it's the same thing until you get to the, I guess, the religious side of it.
It's the same thing. All right.
For lack of a better word.
All right.
Did I do that pretty good, Sanefa?
Yes, you did. It was pretty good. There, you, and even to,
well, that's
to
what
piggyback.
I want to know, what is Sanefa's concept of God? Is it that same God, or does it differ?
What my concept of God is?
Yeah, like, is it the same as he explained, or is it
What he explained to you was a African centric origin of God concept that we see, that we practice today. It was the African centric God concept, and then even coming forward this way, there was a Kemetic God concept, Ptah. They believed that Ptah was the craftsman and the creator of everything. And so the problem with me, and this is where I am, brother, and so that everybody understands, is that I am pro-black because that's who I am. I'm a black man. As far as God, somebody washing dishes, because I mean, I don't know what that is. But the concept that I live under is the fact that, man, I can't tell you who God is or Goddess is.
Right.
Because who said it was a man?
Right.
Who said it was a male? Who said it was? And I'm careful with that because I always and usually say, you know, God or Goddess or Creator or Creatress, because I don't want to be disrespectful and I don't want to. I don't know. There's no book that can define it. Life has taught me through sitting outside under the sun, man. And sitting outside watching nature, connecting to nature, like the brother said, our ancestors realized and understood that nature was the key to connecting to the Creator. That's why I say to people all the time, if you want to meet God, connect with nature. You'll have a different appreciation for life. You'll have a different appreciation for humanities. That's what the allegory of the Adam and Eve in the garden story was with all the animals. He placed them there. He created nature and elements for them. And then he gave all these creatures that were on one accord, and they were peaceful to one another, at least according to the story, and they connected with that thing. They never even had to mention the word God.
Right.
They didn't even have a God conscience.
Right.
Because they were in connection with the universe and with the things of nature. And until we get back to that point, there's no book in the world that can classify
it.
And that's where the problem goes wrong, because now we go, well, 1 John 3:16 says God loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And then somebody said, you know, because in the book, I don't know if y'all are familiar with this, but in the Quran, I read several books. The Quran said, well, Jesus didn't die on the cross. The Quran also says that Abraham didn't sacrifice his son. God never even told him to tie him up and kill him. So there's so many different scenarios of the stories that there's no way you can know it all in one book. There's no way you can say this is what it is. But I do say this, and hear me out, is because if you believe that what you believe in, it's making you a better person towards your brother. Keep it and keep doing it until you come into something different.
Now, does anyone have anything to say about what they just heard right there? If so, you could do it.
I would like to say something.
Go ahead.
I'll just wait.
Well, no, I just basically this is DA talking. I basically just want to add on to what Brother Sanefa said. About God, basically. my thing always was, well, not always, but I've come to understand that I can't necessarily, somebody asks me, well, okay, well, you know, what, who do you serve? How do you know your God is real? I think me personally, it would be very, very dishonest for me to say, my God is this, my God is that, I know my God to be this, because I don't know. It kind of defeats the whole purpose of faith. I would have to believe that this God is a particular thing, and hope for that belief to be true, and I may find out one day, but I don't know, and it would be totally, totally dishonest for me to claim that I do know, and that's basically all I wanted to say.
Okay. Someone else?
I just want to talk about what's called the Cradle of Civilization, and it's written in cuneiform tablets. It's supposed to be the earliest known writing by mankind, and it was written in clay stones, and they would etch out little pictures of different things to read certain stories. Now, in the Babylonian creation story, Tiamat, the freshwater god, was married to Asupo, the saltwater god. And they were supposed to have been the first gods and goddesses that ever existed. And Tiamat and Asupo had children, or sub-gods. Now, these sub-gods were supposed to have became an irritant to a super who wanted to destroy them. But one of the sub-gods, who was Marduk, and you'll find Marduk in the Holy Bible, Marduk destroyed a super and Tiamat and created the heaven and the earth. Well, that's the Babylonian creation story. And what it says is that Marduk was the one who created mankind to worship him. Now, the thing about the Babylonian creation story is that it has some similarities to the Holy Scripture, which we read today. Like in Genesis 1:2, it says, And God created light, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep, meaning water. And then God said, let there be light. So what we understand is that the Spirit of God and the God who moved across the face of the deep was not Asupo nor Tiamat, but another God, which is the God who we serve, and it is him. In the first chapters of the book of Genesis, who created all things. And in Genesis chapter 1:20-26, he said, let us make man in our image. He said, which is a male gender, and after our likeness, and give them dominion over all the earth, the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and all that he's created. So what we're talking about here is the God of the Holy Bible says that there's no other God before me. I am the Lord, and you shall have no God before me. He is the one who created all things and created man on the sixth day so man could have dominion over the earth.
Hey Jay, you have him to, I just wanted to, can you have him repeat his very first statements? He said, what tablets that's supposed to be the first written word?
What was the first tablets you mentioned?
It's called cuneiform tablets.
Say it again.
And what it is like what the people used to do.
No, slow down. Say it again.
We didn't hear the name.
Huh? Yeah, just the name.
Cuneiform. Cuneiform.
Right.
And what a cuneiform tablet is where you take clay and you write.
Well, we know what they are.
Yeah.
The Greek thing is in the clay, And that was the first reading or writing of a mankind that has ever been discovered.
No, that was not.
No, that's Greek, ain't it?
Yeah,
that, Greek?
That was not. Yeah, that's Greek.
No, Greek,
that is.
Greek came, I say, about 1,000 years after.
Okay, where was this found at? So I'm going to just do a little research on it. That's all.
No, that was, those weren't the first.
Where was this found at?
The Babylonian creation myth.
No, I said where did they say this was found at?
This is history. This is what archaeologists and
which ones?
Archaeologists found in the earth.
Where did they find it, brother?
Mesopotamia and in Babylon.
In Mesopotamia.
Okay.
Ancient Babylon.
Okay.
In Mesopotamia.
Right.
Can I ask everyone a question? This is DA talk. I just want to ask everyone a question, if I may. We know. I'm quite sure. A lot of people know that there are so many creation stories. There are so many Jesus stories. Jesus is not the only person who has the story that he has. There are a lot of people that actually have stories like Jesus had immaculate births and rising from the dead. There are even so many flood stories. There's hundreds of them and hundreds of them. There are even hundreds of Okay, I said that to say this. My question is, how do we know which one to pick?
I got a comment. You can only speak from what you know and what you experience. How do you become a witness? By observing something. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't call you into court unless you saw it. You say you're a witness, then you tell me what you saw. I can only speak from my point of view and what has got me following the Jesus of the Bible. My conversion started here. I heard a word. I heard somebody preach. I heard somebody teach from the biblical standpoint. But when I choose to believe and accept it, and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in my heart, some supernatural transformation took place on the inside of me that made me so close to hold on to what has happened to me from the point of view that I received from the person who introduced me to this light that I received. And so, you know, one can only say which one will he choose. Now, somebody mentioned the Quran. The Quran teaches that you're going to stand before God, and he's going to judge you according to the light that was revealed unto you. I can only speak for what has transformed me from the inside. My outside was the same. I still knew my same connections and everybody. I still was doing some dirt, but something supernatural inside of me that I'm just choosing not to put it down, no matter how good something sounds. If I had my way, yeah, I'm a black man. I take up, you know, the Nation of Islam, or take up my African history, or, you know, and choose that profound way as a man. But something supernatural took place inside of me that I can say the Jesus of the Bible that I know has got me captive. I'm not letting him go. And it ain't because of what somebody said. It's because of my own trying God for myself and him doing something on the inside of me that I know man didn't do, and I couldn't do it for myself. And I also have other people who testify to the same fact, that they got a transformation in their spirit.
Could I answer that, D.A.?
Mm-hmm.
It's Matt, too. See, I think just even asking that question, man, it lends itself to, you know, digging back into some type of trying to, you know, open up a wound or digging into some. Let me tell you what I mean. And the brother just gave you his testimony. And so, when you ask a question like, which one do you pick? Well, which one do you pick for what? You see?
Right.
They're all stories. So what do you, you know, why go down that road? What do you mean, which one do you pick? We know that they're all stories. Not somebody believe that is more than a story. You have to leave that alone anyway, because he's telling you. So to say, which one do you pick? I mean, where are you trying to go with that?
Well, I wasn't trying to go anywhere particularly. I just wanted to, ask the question to people like, what do they believe and why is basically the question that I wanted to ask.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay. Can I say something?
Go ahead, Apostle.
All right. The question that he asked was just like Matthew said. I mean, okay. I'm gonna say this way, and I'm gonna be quiet. Bring us some proof to solidify what you're saying. You just said there's other people that say they have immaculate conception. There's other people that's claiming they was raised from the dead. Where is the proof?
Are you
saying that about the Bible?
Hold on. But at least we have the Bible. Until you can bring another book that can validate what you're saying, has no validity. At least we can say that we have a book to say that these things happen. Whether or not you want to believe that it happened or not. Now, for him to sit on the phone and say there was accounts of other people confessing about immaculate conception. There's accounts of other people saying that they were killed and raised from the dead. Where's the proof?
Okay.
The proof we have is the Bible.
Okay, and I understand that because it's my proof too. But just to give you two, it's two of them. One of them is Dionysus, which has the same type of story. And another one is Isis, who actually has the same type of story.
Now, is it Isis a god? Is it Isis a god?
Now, listen, you can actually go and do the research, and they have the same
but
type
I'm
of story.
But I'm asking you,
and
is Isis a god? I thought Isis was a goddess.
Listen, that particular person was a human as well as Christ who had an immaculate birth, who died and was resurrected and went to heaven and ascended rather. So my suggestion to you is just to go. I gave you names. Now do I know how to spell each and every one of them? No, but I definitely can go and get the information for you. But I just gave you two stories.
How do you spell it? I-S-I-S?
Here's one that's even closer than that. Here's one that's even closer than that. It was less than 630 years before Christianity. His name was Mithra. That's Mithra.
Oh,
and what's interesting,
he is another one.
And what's interesting about Mithra is that the Vatican, where the Roman Catholic Church is, was actually a Mithra temple. So the Romans practiced Mithraism. So there are a number of crucified saviors. Now, but I got to hold on
what
to
about resurrected? What about resurrected?
Yeah, all of them.
That's what he
all
said.
All of them were crucified, resurrected, born on December 20th. They all share the same attributes.
Birthday,
man.
That's not what you said, Aaron.
That's what you said. Personal vendetta against me. Calm down.
No, because what you say has some validity behind it. That's all I'm saying.
It does.
Don't be throwing all
this stuff
out.
But you know something, though? I believe that comes with being the devil's advocate.
Yeah, you're right.
I have to hold on to. I have to hold
right,
on Jay. To Schwartz. What Schwartz said, man.
Right.
And what
right.
Schwartz said was really, really powerful. And
right.
I'll be honest, Schwartz, you know, we cool people like that, and we talk like we talk. You know what I mean? I had to sit and listen to you for a minute before, because I don't really think I'm gonna like that dude. But I listen to you, and you make a lot of sense, man. And I understand where you are. And if that's that thing that keeps you rooted and grounded, stay there, man. Because let me tell you, man, I done went through the street, baby. I done been caught up, locked up, jammed up. You know what I'm saying? And been in the system, in and out the system. And so when you don't have nothing to hold on to, you kind of get caught up. And our problems in our communities is that they're broken and they have no hope. And so if somebody can see you come out of what you came out of and holding on to something, then hold on to it. And see, a lot of people can't stand where I am. I stand where I am because I can hold on to the fact that I understand that there is a God and I love my history. The problem with a lot of people is that they love their history so much that they lose God.
Wow.
They lose a God concept.
Can I say something? Wow.
And as a result of them losing a God concept and then they lose love for humanity and the brotherhood becomes just the hood. Or the neighborhood loses the brother and the neighbor and it becomes a hood and then all things happen under the hood. You know what I'm saying? It's all kind of stuff that go on under the hood. So I appreciate where you at, man. And so for those who, you know, we can sit here on the phone and argue the point of whose God is this and whose religion is that.
Right.
But the facts, here's something that we have to hold on to. And the brother said this in the beginning, and I respect you big time for that, Swart. You said, hey, man, you know, there's some things that happened, but I know what changed my life. This is what you hold on to for now. But never give up seeking truth and accept it where you find it. Because here's what I found out. I'm going to say this and be quiet. I found this out. I found out when I was in the church every day. I found out when I finally started finding truth that was starting to unravel some of the things that I believe, it didn't remove the God, it gave me more of him because I started to see where the lies came from. You understand what I'm saying? Follow truth wherever it leads you because wherever the truth is, that's where God is. The scripture said that he's what? He's worshiping in spirit.
And in truth.
So most
Yo, James,
of us,
would I say that
most,
to you all the time?
Most of us worship him only in spirit. We get so spiritual that we deny
we
the truth.
We get so spiritual that
we deny the truth. So worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's all. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take up that much time. But, you know, I appreciate you, brother. I love you for that.
Can I say something? You know, I respect you
for your comment, you know. A lot of times I fall back, you know, I listen to you guys because I'm traveling, I'm seeking, man, but by the same token, I can testify to that the same thing like you. I've been through, I'm going to say it like this, I've been to hell and back, man.
Right.
You know, I've been resurrected, you know, so to say, man. You know, I hold on to the fact that, you know, like one statement in Revelations, man, that Jesus said, you left your first love. Who is your first love? That I don't need no answer, but I'm saying with me, you know,
Stephanie Brooks.
The God of my understanding, you know, the one who brought life to me, the one who began the transformation because before I got converted to the truth, I probably wouldn't even be alive, man. But, you know, Jesus of the Bible, I believe in the statements of the Bible because of the transformation that happened like that. I testified about that. But I'm saying I understand, you know, with searching and seeking the truth. That's why I was able to talk about Constantine. I was able to talk about some of them, the conquest that you mentioned. It's a few things I can even talk about some of our history.
Keep looking, man. Keep searching,
brought over here as slaves, whereas, you know, if you my brother, but back in slavery time, man, we was real tight, and the slave master, he would make me whip you if you got out of line. And if I didn't whip you like I meant it, he would turn that whip around and put me on the pole and whip me. So this is history. I read that, you know. So, you know, it's a lot of things that I do read and I do research, and, you know, and I appreciate you being able to hear me out. I mean, like, that's what
it's man.
About.
I appreciate that. And when you get a minute, man, stop by my page, Senefer I, on Facebook. And there's some stuff there, man. Look me up. Let's be friends. But, Lou, I got a friend on Facebook, man, wanted me to ask you a question. He wants to ask the apostle. He says, if Jesus was a Jew, why are people claiming Christianity instead of Judaism?
Because they're following after Christ. That's why. So after Christ was crucified, in the in when the church was established, they started calling them Christians because they was following the example of Christ.
Okay.
I would like to
yeah.
know. I would like to talk to doing that.
Okay, so there's your answer.
Yeah, I would like to talk to doing that too.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Like he just mentioned, you know, Christian means Christ-like. And you got a lot of false people, man, who's part of a religion, but they're not like Christ. You know, and we have to, follow the way he walked, you know. And it ain't no easy walk, you know. He was close to this God that we're talking about. So a Christian is somebody, you know, that is walking like Christ. I mean, separate from adultery, separate from fornication, separate from lying, separate from stealing. And that still don't make you qualify because the Jews rejected Jesus. And according to Jesus, he said that, you know, they are blind leading the blind. And so, but they don't fornicate. They wasn't teaching fornication. They wasn't smoking. They wasn't drinking. They was Pharisees. They was religious. And so just because you don't smoke, you don't drink, you don't curse, and you don't run around and do all kinds of outward sins and forms of sin, that still don't qualify you to be a child of God. What qualifies you to be a child of God is the operation that God does in your spirit by believing the truth that he put in the earth. And you seek the truth, you will find the truth. And I'm not just talking about history.
I'm talking about
actually a conversion.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. Senefer, just to add this to the answer as well, Jesus said, I came to my own and my own received me not. All right? Just like the brother just said, he went to the Jews, but the Jews rejected him.
He's listening. And I wouldn't be surprised. The brother might be on the line.
Well, if he's on the line, let him know that Jesus was a Jew, but he wasn't a practicing Jew. He was a Jew because of his bloodline.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
That's why.
Can I say something, Jay?
Hey, go ahead.
Okay. What I wanted to say is there's two types of
you
knowledge.
Know what? Hold on 1 second, bro. You can go ahead. But you know what, Cephalon? Why don't you get your boy to call in and ask his questions? Because I see his
Well,
comment.
He did. I told you it was a 219 number coming through. I don't know if you picked up.
He was on live. I had put him in the post, but he didn't say nothing. I even said we had another caller on the line. He was on
did
here.
He
dropped the call. He hung up.
Let him know he welcome, man.
Yeah, like he can tell
yeah,
him
well,
to call
you
in.
Know, and one of the reasons I say that is because this brother, he's cool with me, man, and he's like a real, you know, some cats are kind of laid back, and they in their own pocket and in their position, man. And you know, when they see like people going at it hard like that, some of them like, nah, I ain't got time for that. You know what I mean? And he's calling in right now. He's calling in right now.
Oh, he's calling it right now. All right, hold on.
He's a heavy hitter too, so you know.
Hold on, here he go. He on the line.
Jerome, that's Brother Jerome.
What's going on, Jerome? You live on Dirty Church Radio, man. What's going on?
Oh man, everything is good. My question is, if Jesus was a Jew, why are people calling themselves Christians?
Do we need to say it again?
You already heard it.
Did he hear the answer?
That answer. Put it like this. If Jesus was a Jew, why are people calling themselves Christians? I did the answer you gave me. That don't sit correct with me because I've been listening to y'all go back and forth like SETI.
Okay,
and, like debating. I'm not calling to debate. I'm not calling to talk loud like you do.
If Jesus maybe tried to answer that question.
People call themselves Christians.
Let the brother finish.
Okay, but did you hear the answer that I gave?
He said he didn't agree with it.
He said it didn't sit right.
I said,
okay,
may I try
okay.
to answer the
Keep moving.
Okay, break it down.
Keep moving.
I can't hear.
But I think why a lot of people call themselves Christians nowadays is because, not necessarily because of the teachings of the historical Jesus, but of the teachings of Paul. People are Christians because of Paul's movement, because of the risen Jesus. And the risen Jesus became the Christ to Paul. And Paul preached about Jesus, the risen Jesus, not necessarily about the historical Jesus, because the historical Jesus is totally different from what Paul preaches. So that's where
I might not have said it that elaborate, but I thought that's what I said.
No,
but
you didn't.
Do you think people have the teachings of Jesus and Paul confused?
Yes, I really, really much so do. Yes.
Now another thing, if Jesus, everybody want to teach Jesus this, Jesus is the way to go, why not preach about Jesus the revolutionary? What are they scared of?
Because people do
Are black people scared to be revolutionary?
Because people don't necessarily know that aspect of Jesus. People don't necessarily preach the historical Jesus. People don't preach that. People preach a resurrected Christ, which has nothing to do with the Jesus walking on earth.
Right.
Well, which one do you think?
Opinion, and that's his point.
I ain't gonna say none, because when I start talking, everybody say I'm loud. And I just
start.
I'm not saying nothing. I'm gonna be quiet.
I'm saying.
Well, Sword, you on the line right now, right? Let me give the brother an answer. Let me hear your answer on it.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, like you have people, they talk about the historic Jesus, but you got to understand, if you a student of the Bible and you have some type of spiritual transformation that God has done in you, the Jesus of history is the Jesus of the Bible and the Jesus that got out of the grave. If you do not believe that Jesus got out of the grave, the same Jesus who walked on earth, you a non-believer. You
is it true that Jesus came and
believer,
ate before he was killed?
The power of being a believer is believing.
No, that was a question, brother. Is it true that Jesus came and they didn't know who he was and killed him?
According to the scripture, the Jews was looking for a Messiah that was going to come back conquering in the form that we know. This same Jesus that I'm talking about and that the Bible talks about is coming back again. And
Listen, everybody can't talk at the same time. Now listen, brother, I know Brother Jerome, he called in and he's asking a question, right? And listen, whatever question is asked, whatever question is answered, please say it in a respectful way. It don't have to be all on, because we know we got people that believe and people that
don't believe. Right.
So the main thing, let's just respect everybody. Yeah. We're not coming on here to downplay someone or look at someone as being stupid because they believe, or looking at them being stupid for not believing. So
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's right.
What you just said,
I agree with you 100%. Because at the beginning of the talk show, it turned into brothers going back and forth like Seti and Polite.
Well, it was a reason for that, brother.
But you know what?
It was a reason for that.
Let me say one more thing here as the host on the show. Now, you got to understand. Now, listen, let's say we was all watching a game or a fight, and you're down with one fighter, and I'm down with another fighter. As men together, you know we get riled up at times. You know what I'm saying? So it gets like that. But one thing about Dirty Church Radio, really, this is not a show for sensitive people that's going to get sensitive over every issue.
I'm about to cry.
It's not that platform. This platform is a place, we go into places that may feel uncomfortable, and it may challenge what you may have been believing for years or may not have been believing. So when you call on Dirty Church Radio, and I'm saying this for everyone that is listening, if you think you're too sensitive,
that most likely you may be offended by a statement because someone is not going to believe the way you believe on Dirty Church Radio. But in the midst of the disagreements that we may have, the main thing is, if you're a man or a woman, stand strong on the show, continue the conversation, eat the meat, spit out the bones, and keep it moving.
I think the main thing is, as long as we reach one, we've done our job.
Yeah, and listen, put it this way. When I'm talking, I may reach one. Listen, you may reach one. Listen, everyone has a choice to accept what they're going to accept. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole thing of the show, man. Listen, ain't no gun to nobody's
head. Man, I'm loving
head.
The show. I'm going to tune in every time y'all post it. Trust me.
Listen, bro, this is all the listeners out here. We on this show, man, Sundays through Friday nights. And on Friday night, I want everybody to look forward to Friday night Skype. We're going to be going live on Skype, you know what I mean, where we can see each other and everything on Friday night.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool right there.
Yeah. That's what we're going to be doing.
Well, Jay, can I say something, Jay?
Go ahead.
All right. And not that I have to defend myself, because I just don't have to.
I got your back, Luke.
I said what I said to DA. Everybody that was on the phone know why I said what I said to DA.
It ain't funny,
all right.
Man.
I ain't got no problem. I don't have no problem with Aaron. You know I don't have no problem with him. But one thing I can say is, and I said this verbally on the show, I feel like some of these people need to come on the line and speak for themselves. I'm going to continue to say that because as far as we know, he could be speaking for himself and using other people as a cover-up for how he really feels. And me personally, I got a problem with that. And I'm man enough to say this on the radio, in his presence. I ain't going to say nothing behind his back. I'm going to say it while he's on the show. He can hear it. He hearing it from me. All right? And the reason why I'm saying this is because I'm just like I'm passionate about how I feel about what I believe. I know a lot of the stuff, and this is my personal opinion. I ain't going to say I know, but I feel like a lot of the things that he's saying, he really believes it.
And that's his prerogative, bro.
That's the only reason why I voice my opinion. And if people want to judge me for that, they can judge me. But I'm going, that's just what I feel.
He's saying if it's his prerogative, this is what he's saying, and not saying that DA has to do this or not, but what he's saying, he wants DA, if that is the way he truly feel, just stand up and say it. Don't hide behind it. If that's the way you believe, say it.
But how can you fully hide behind it and somebody else make you say that? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
All right, so that's like a sidebar. Because y'all somewhere,
I
could put some people on blast on here, but I ain't even going to do that.
I live on blast. When I was born, it was on 10 when I was born. It was blasted when I got here. So I live that way. Click on my page, you'll see.
Well, if you want to talk, I think we all was blasted when we got here.
Yeah, so you know how I live. Anybody know me know how I get it.
Hey,
I get it there.
What you tell us?
Hey, but listen,
on a serious note, out here misleading people, raping them out of this money, you know what I mean, all this prosperity garbage, man, please.
Yeah, that's a point.
I agree with that. Like, if an individual is doing that with that mentality, that is wrong. But everybody that's in church, that's in a ministry, everybody is not robbing the people. There are
I agree
people
with
that
you.
Are
my mother's a minister. She's a Christian. Same
sanctified.
Hey, so everybody is not about the wrong.
I got a question. And maybe it's for future shows, right? Because I know that there's quite a few people on my page that's listening because they inbox me. And the question that I have is when this show is over tonight, is there going to be a universal message? Because right now, I'm going to tell you what the opportunity for us is, man. It's a real great opportunity. It's an awesome opportunity, really, because you got men on the phone from different walks of life that have an opportunity to put their differences in their belief systems aside for a greater cause. I think all of us, if we could pinpoint.
Can you hold that thought? I was kicked off, man. I was kicked off the show. I just want to let everyone know right now, this is Dirty Church Radio. We about to go off the air live. But
okay.
You can listen to this show, you know what I'm saying? You can go on the demand section on demand on Blog Talk Radio, type in Dirty Church Radio, and you could go in. Listen, to everyone that's listening live, listen, God bless you. We're going to continue on to our bonus round if the show allows us to do so. Good night. God bless.
God bless.
Listen,
we still
everyone
on
right bless. Now, we on now. We still on, but it's not live no more.
Okay. So my thing was is that it's an opportunity, man, for men of different belief systems, man, and different backgrounds and different walks of life, man, to be an example of a dirty, if you want to call it a dirty church, because my man said the church was just, what, the congregating of people, right? And so it's
right.
A dirty church. You call it a dirty church because here, you got all these guys here with different belief systems. You got guys who study different texts, that different holy books, and can come together as an example to the churches, the masjids, and those other organizations that can affect the change in the world. But we ain't gonna be able to do it fighting each other every day about what somebody believes in. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
I mean, after a couple of days, it gets old, man.
I truly agree. My thing is, I believe though. That in the midst of these conversations that we're having, eventually the goal is for us to get somewhere. And I do believe, just like a car, and I said this before, you need a negative and a positive to make a car start. So,
well, we sure got that already. We just got to, I mean, I'm asking you, what's the where are we going? What are we trying to do? Are we trying to if we're trying to rebut what someone believes, that's been going on for thousands and thousands of years. As a matter of fact, the Muslims and Christians have been fighting in Israel for over 2,000 years now, bombing each other because one is right and one is wrong. And so there's a place where we have to get as black men.
And I believe this right here, this show right now, what it's doing right now, and I'm not even just saying that because it's more than just black men that have called in on this show. But I believe on this show right now, us conversating not just about the Bible, but about life in general, talking about family, talking about husbands, raising
right.
of children. I mean, different issues like that coming together. If, let's say, Brother Natu from Michigan, there's a cause, there's something that's going on in his city where he's from, where he comes on Dirty Church. We can talk about it if he needs some help, some information, if he needs us to come together and voice some things to help push some things going on with the people or bad issues. And that's with anyone on this show. Right now,
exactly.
This show is in the baby stages of forming into something great.
Yeah.
And right
yeah,
at
I
this
agree.
Point, we might not know the
Where's
full it? Scale of what that greatness is. But I
right.
do believe on Dirty Church Radio that we will impact the world in some way.
One thing I want to say real quick, that all the states around the United States, it's a big thing with religion, right? But that's one of my main issues with this religion, BS. But my number
right.
two issue is, I don't know how you feel about him, but I love how this brother comes around and speaks about how the school system is messing these kids up, drugging them with ADHD, Dr. Umar Johnson. That should be another major topic for all of us brothers besides religion and spirituality.
Right.
We
got
to save the babies.
Right. That's what I was talking about.
Parents around here, my city in Gary, Indiana, they get paid to put their kids in special ed.
They love that paycheck. And I'm like, really?
Right.
You know, that's another
right.
major issue with me.
Right. There's issues that people really want, that we really need to tackle, man, and to have a forum. I mean, it can still be dirty church. I mean, I'm gonna call you if y'all want to fight every day. I'm fighting is my thing. I've always liked
right,
to mix
I'm down
it
with
up.
It.
You know, I mix it up. I love it. But I'm saying
really?
There are some real issues, man, that we can conquer, man, and that people are really waiting for men to step up and deal with. And religion's
exactly.
not one of them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
people
exactly.
are okay with their religion. They
yeah.
don't want to leave that alone. They just
right.
want the pain to
let's
stop.
Let's switch lanes. Just
mm-hmm.
keep going back and forth, left, right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Instead of just giving
right.
it up, we got to hit
right.
all. We got to hit all areas.
That's right. But that's what you know, that's what the fight
that's,
of Black America is.
Well, see,
I
one of
that's
this
that's
met
very
too.
Great.
Yeah, this met too. One
go
of
ahead,
the things, too. And and that's why. One of the things that really ain't gonna be much arguing on is our condition.
That's
right,
right.
Because that's
mm-hmm.
it probably ain't gonna be much disagreement about that. Now
that's
you
right.
have disagreement of why we think we are like we are, but I
right.
think the commonality is it is what it is.
Right, that's
you know,
true.
And I think,
we don't conquer that.
Yeah. So that is kind of where you really do have to start at. And
mm-hmm.
as you know, evolve
yeah.
away from belief systems and stuff, and that is, you know, for real.
That's where you lose a lot of people
yeah.
because we got a lot of knowledge and a lot of information we can share with people. If we stick to religion, we ain't gonna reach nobody. I take that back.
Right.
We gonna reach some, but to reach more numbers, gotta
yeah.
take.
They want
to
deal with
issues. To religion.
But you know
because,
what?
Because God
you know
is a universal. What's that?
Like us coming, having these topics coming together. Now look what this show is based about, but look what how it brought y'all on the show. So
right.
the thing about it, you got to have something to bring people together because
right.
some issues you could talk about won't bring people together. But now if you talk about religion, you talk about the Bible, you talk about the Torah and the Quran and different things like that,
the
it brings people together.
Don't leave out the
Meganetta,
bro.
Get that one.
I tell you one thing, Black. Everybody care about their kids.
Opportunity
yeah.
to talk about other things.
You got a lot of people that care about their damn kids.
Yeah.
Hey, Jermaine, you know what?
That.
Hey, Jermaine, you know what? You are absolutely right. But I guarantee you, if you started out, you know, and I'm just saying this from experience of dealing with different sects of religion, different types of religions, if you get a Muslim, a Christian, a Kemetic, Pan-African nationalist, all these different sects of belief systems, if you put them all together in one room, they'll rip each other's head off for
yeah.
about 4 hours. And then they'll come back the next day and they'll rip each other's head off. And then by the time you get finished, nobody really wants to deal with it. They'll hate each other because
mm-hmm.
that's what religion was designed to do.
You're right. That's what
it was designed.
You're absolutely right.
It was designed to destroy. But now here's where, which is what I said, the power of it is. Yeah, let's come on and share information and share knowledge. Now that we finished fighting, and there's going to people come on, and the way that, I'll tell you, for Jerome, you on the line?
Every day, 25-8.
Okay, listen. Jerome, I tell you, I had a guy on, a pastor was on my page today. Guess when he came on my page? He came on the page yesterday afternoon, and he stayed on there for 2 days trying to figure out what happened to him. He didn't understand what happened to him, and I kept saying, y'all stop. What did I tell? The brothers was beating that boy, that man into the grave. I said, brothers, look, man, y'all can't beat that brother up like that. Leave that man alone.
Exactly.
Because the truth of it is we've got to show each other. We've got to show the people that's listening. Because they were hitting me in my inbox going, what the hell is that? You know, what are y'all talking about? Because if you don't pick it up, you don't know what anybody's talking about. It had no form or fashion. And I'm saying that to say because, bro, you got a perfect opportunity, Jermaine, to do some real damage in the world. If you got this many men on the line, if you got this many men on the line right now, with all these different belief systems, because that's what Malcolm said. Malcolm said, you should do your praying before you come here. You should get in touch with your God before you come here, because when you come here, it's not about your God. It's not about my God. It's about what the mission of God. Because I guarantee you, if you praying and I'm praying and we're all about righteousness, our mission is going to be the same anyway.
Oh, we're going to connect regardless.
There
but
you go.
You know what, and I told Jay this when I was first on, but just enough of what you say, man, is absolutely correct. Because here's the bottom line, brothers. Right now, I think the black man is the laughing stock of the earth.
Yeah.
You know, and our immaturity as it relates to, you know, declare who we are on this planet, you know, go after what we say is ours, and then defend it, you know. So one of the things that, you know, nations and things of that nature, when you talk about religion and spiritual systems, those things are all connected to a culture and they have a purpose.
That's right.
And like John Henry Clark said, he said if your education system and your spiritual systems and your economic systems and your political systems ain't solving your problem, put them all on the damn ship and get
That's
some
right.
More.
That's right.
Right. That's right.
That's right. You got to get some more. And so
get some more.
That's where we are. I think it works. That's why I appreciated what Swartz said today, man. I don't know. Swartz, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, because it resonated.
What is all that noise?
I don't know, man.
Oh, no, it's been going on all night.
That's somebody playing with something, man. No, that's somebody not getting a chance to talk and make a noise. You know how we do.
No, but it's DA talking. I just want to say something. I think, you know, the whole point of the show, the way the show was started was based on religion. And I think a lot of people's foundation, a lot of people's, I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of people, foundation is religion, is their belief. And like I said in the beginning of the show, people's beliefs are very important to them. Important to them to the point where they're willing to die and kill for it.
Not in this country.
I'm talking about universally, period. And it actually did happen in this country as well, even back in day from you know the Indians, the Native Americans.
I mean,
and,
that's 1500. I'm just saying.
You ain't got Christians. You ain't got black Christians putting bombs on their body. They ain't doing that for their religion.
No,
I'm not saying
in that respect. All I'm saying is, religion is very important to people. And because religion is very important to people, this is where we actually base the show off of. And from that, a lot of other things can actually come about from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think it would be a good idea to switch lanes, though. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you like this. Me, my thing is like this. It's always going to be Dirty Church Radio, but it's Dirty Church Radio existing in the world, and we got to deal with issues.
Okay.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Let's just deal with issues. But I don't have to not believe no more to deal with the issue, but let me believe and deal with the issue.
The issue. Right.
There you go.
And that's what we're going to do here on Dirty Church Radio. We're going to come on here. We're going to talk about religious things. We're going to talk about disagreements and agreements. But you know what? We will start tackling some things that we need to tackle. But first, this show is young. We want to get equipped. That's why I'm glad that we got our brother Natu, our brother Senefa, Men of Wisdom, our brother Sword, you know, D.A., Apostle Young, where we can do research and we can find out. Just like the brother just mentioned, I don't know his name. I think it's Jerome, but he was talking about where he's from. You know, people are using their kids, you know, like gambling tools, you know what I'm saying, to get checked.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
ADHD.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Getting that, and they're using that. Now, if he wouldn't have came on here and said that, right? I watched the news, but I've never actually heard that before.
Because they're not going
to
tell you.
Children dealing with that.
But what I'm saying, that's what makes Dirty Church Radio. We got people calling here from Canada, from California.
You can check out my Facebook page, Jerome Jerry Lynch. I throw that out there as much as I can.
I know what you're saying, you know
what's interesting? Yeah, and I share this with you, you know, and I don't know, you guys probably, Facebook, and even in the sense of Facebook, Facebook is probably one of the most powerful tools there is for ministry.
I love it.
Right? And I say that because I'll throw up a post today, and by the end of the day, it's got 200-300 hits on it. I don't know. Jerome, you've been out there.
Out, Black. I'm a 18-year vet fireman for the city. You know what I mean? And I'm sitting up here. I ain't doing no work. I'm on this thread.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
I'm like,
right.
Hey, man, this can wait.
I have never heard.
Wow.
But that, I agree with what you said, man. Facebook is powerful, man. All of us coming
powerful.
Together, connected, man, from all four coasts.
That's right. And so, and I was saying that in the sense to say, one of the things that I found out in posting things on Facebook, and you are 100% right, Jermaine, controversy attracts attention.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, there are those who can't control the interaction. You follow what I'm saying? There are some that's just going to, they hell-bent on chopping your head off, and they don't care whether or not you heal. And because that's how we were created, we came from something different, man. They made us animals, and then they brought us all the way back to be what they wanted us to be. You follow what I'm saying? And this has nothing to do with religion. This has to do with reality. We went from kings, we went from abundance to being chained and whipped, and then said we were free, denied wealth, and all these different things. And the only thing we had to hold on to was religion. That's why it's so important. That's why it's so important to us, because we didn't have to pay for it. And so now, at this point, you know, if we are going to have those skirmishes, man, we've got to keep them clean, man. We've got to keep them clean.
Yeah, I would like to comment before I go. I appreciate all you brothers, men, on the radio. Even D.A., you know, and what D.A. stands for, the devil.
They
attitude.
Don't like you, D.A. No, I'm just
I'm totally
everybody
following.
Everybody say, I like you, everybody, even D.A.
I'm saying, you know, I respect all you brothers, man, because, like, right now, it's a symbol of intelligence from each one of us that we are able to be quiet and let somebody speak without getting so agitated that we're both speaking at the same time and sound like a whole bunch of gibberish. You know, so I consider it, you know, very intelligent on our part. I commend Brother Minister Jay, who was inspired to even, you know, have this type of dialogue, because if you're not strong, you can't take this type of conversation.
No, you ain't going to laugh.
You know what I
do?
You know what I tell people? If you can't hang with the dogs, I tell people this. You can't piss like a puppy and hang with the dogs.
Yeah. Wait, how about,
and spell dog backwards, the God.
Hey, Swart, you know what my man say? My man say, he used to say, stop teasing the dog behind the fence because you think he on the chain.
Right.
You go jump over there and find out he ain't on no chain. And that's what happened with a lot of people.
Like a puppy. Gary, Indiana slang.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible said, listen to this statement. He said in the scripture, he said, if you can't walk with the foot man, what you gonna do when the horse man comes?
You can't walk.
Right. That's it right there. Fits along. Look, if I can't walk, no matter what you say you believe and what your conversation are, if I can't walk and survive,
right.
What am I going to do when the army comes?
Right.
Armageddon comes?
Right.
If,
hey, I'm going to break down the way I'm from. I know y'all know each other on this phone call. I'm a new guy, right? I joined the Nation of Islam in 1991. Then it came to a point where I was like, y'all brothers trying to gangster me, telling me when I can and can't sell papers. I was like, fuck y'all. So I got the building with the 5%. I got the building with the 5% is in New York. And then, well, oh, all the way back, my mama was a Christian, Catholic Church. Bam, bam, bam. Now we up to date. So I went
on 1 second, bro.
I went to this African fest in Chicago last year.
Excuse me, Jerome.
Yes.
Is it Jerome? Listen,
yes,
bro. We don't care what you say, how you say it. You can talk, but what we do, any profanity, we don't want on the show. You know what I mean?
Okay,
so
yes. We're not on the show.
No, but this still going to be heard.
Same. This is the same. This is, we add, it's a continuation of the show.
It's still,
you know,
a continuation. It's just not live, but it still will be heard. So we just, you know, don't want nobody.
Okay, I got you. No problem.
But check this out. I ended up going to the African Fest in Chicago last year.
Ray Higgins had a DVD that said, there will be no resurrection and Jesus is not coming back. I'm like, whoa. I ain't never heard nobody say that. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, you know, like I got struck by lightning. You dig what I'm saying? So I was like, you know what? I got to have this DVD. When I bought that DVD, last year, that was my wake-up call. After traveling through Christianity, Nation Islam, dealing with the 5%ers, when I got the DVD, boom. But I still deal with those brothers around here because they got love for me.
I'm like, my man,
I can read all these books.
Right, yeah.
There's knowledge. God sent more than one messenger. But you got to decide what you believe in and take in what pertains to your life. What makes
you, know,
you
you? You know, Brother Jerome, I was, Ray, Dr. Ray had a village here in Atlanta too.
Uh-huh.
I used to be the associate minister for that village.
Okay,
oh, is it done
that.
Now? Is
I
not
ain't
done
about him in Atlanta. I always known about him from St. Louis.
Is it done?
Yeah,
now?
He's in St. Louis. It was one in St. Louis. I left it. I just can't do religion. Period.
Right.
I don't care how.
Me neither.
I have a question for everybody. It's kind of less extreme, but I just have a question. My question is,
hey, let me ask you something, dear.
He always got a question for
you. Is your ball?
He cut you off. You was coming with so real serious that I just
damn. Is your phone
right there, right?
How do you do that, man?
Do what?
How do you do it when you hear somebody talking? What makes you think your question is more important than what I was saying?
I'm sorry. I thought you was finished. I apologize.
How could you think I'm finished if I'm talking, man? I
you
was going
called.
At it. Though.
Because that's
DA. Dang, man. Go ahead, man. Ask your question. I forgot
Never
what
mind.
I was talking about.
I'm good.
No, you was talking about you was part of Ray Hagen,
in Atlanta.
But you know what? Now I want to hear the question.
Nah, I'm good.
Go ahead, DA.
I'm totally good.
I love you, man, but you got to finish saying what you have to say,
my sir.
I don't even remember what it was.
He just reminded you. It was
about
50-some years old,
and you
man.
Said, and you said you was affiliated with him down in Atlanta.
You couldn't do religion.
Oh, okay, yeah, so... It still wasn't it,
could,
but maybe
you could
it'll come
do religion.
Back. Okay, yeah, okay, that's what it was, yeah. So, I just can't do religion, bro. Either, it doesn't matter if it's African, it doesn't matter if
right.
it's whatever. Ray Higgins is probably one of the most influential, I call him an information tank. He holds
mm-hmm.
a lot of information, man. You know, and he's a powerful brother in that sense.
Right.
The African Village, I had to back up. I had, you know, I had to put my brakes on. But I love him. He's a good guy, man. You
right.
know what I mean? But I think that there's so many avenues for people to express who they are, man. You know, we just got to stop focusing so much on the religion, man. When we look
right.
back, how many of y'all have ever looked at the Declaration of Negro Rights?
You say what now?
How many of y'all have ever looked at or continue to look at the Declaration of Negro Rights?
Yeah, I've read it a couple times.
Right. Now, and the reason I ask that is because that's where our freedoms we have today come from. But they weren't completed. They only took a few. They gave us the see, because they were negotiating with that. We still got a long ways to go, but we don't even know what they are, so we don't even know what we're fighting for. Pull them up when you get a chance, man. Look at the, it's called the Declaration of Negro Rights. Pull that up and then read
that's
the Constitution.
That's in the Constitution, ain't it?
No. The Constitution.
Ain't one of them in the Constitution about Negro rights being free?
No. Yeah. Well, the Declaration of Negro Rights is Marcus Garvey and that organization. That was back when black people were actually fighting for something, when they were unifying their economics to become something in this godforsaken America, right?
And so
what they did was they drew up a declaration of Negro rights, and they said, hey, United States, this is what we want. We want our freedom. We want to be able to own. We want to be able to do this. And we want to. And this was before Martin Luther King started. They shot him way before he started marching down the street.
No doubt.
And
he
so
made that
now,
one statement. They were like, we got to kill this nigga.
Right, so now I ask
well,
you guys.
Well, he's talking about the government. Okay,
are you
ahead.
Talking about the Declaration
right, but
of
I
Rights
ask,
of Negro Peoples of the World?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's right. So I ask you guys, because you got to really start to think on these terms, man. Who is the leaders of today? Whenever
right.
you get an opportunity to be a leader of today, lead. That's where
right.
we are. This is what this whole thing is. This the Creator don't bring all these men from different walks of life and different religions together to fight over religion. Trust me when I tell you that. If that's the case, then we might as well just go take a 10% of our check and just keep giving it to that joker with the business.
All right, can I ask my question now?
Since you said
it's crazy to me how. The conversation that I don't say much in is a conversation I say a lot in. But it's crazy, but it's all right. My question to anyone who wants to answer it, we're talking about black people and black men and all this stuff like that. My question to you is, how is talking about all this stuff and saying that and talking about all this stuff, what are we doing to actually push forward, help people to move forward, whether black, whether Spanish, whether Indian, whatever the case is. I know we're talking about it, but what are we doing to actually promote
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I got my own non-profit organization called Each One Teach One.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm educating people. I'm feeding. It's going on 3 years. Thanksgiving, I give away turkeys. I give a turkey drive, food drive.
I saw that.
I saw that,
Jerome. You had the trucks full up, too.
Yeah, Christmas, I do the toys and the coats for the kids and the projects. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, I'm educating people why they... That's cool.
Hello?
Yeah. So at the same time, I do my part in the community. A lot of people just talk to talk. I talk to talk, walk to walk.
Anybody
That's
else?
I got the mayor of my city in my pocket. That's always at my events giving back to the community. I ain't one of these dudes just talk and don't do nothing. I'm out here seeing the community and everybody know me. And I don't ask for a dime.
And
people
is
say,
that
well, Jerry,
Jerome
do you,
talking?
Hey, people say, Jerry, do you want me to give you the money to go buy this, go buy that? No, I would love for you to go do it.
Right.
You do what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't give me
so
that money. I don't want your
That's
money.
Right. That's right.
So,
go buy the coach. You go buy the turkeys, and then go do it, man.
So who is it do you actually help? Is it a particular group of people, or is it just anybody who is in need?
Anybody that's in need. I go to the project.
Okay.
I go to
okay.
the project.
All right.
I don't just do, because I look at it like this. If I just go to a neighborhood where it's a lot of people that got jobs, this and that, no, I'm not going there. But what made me do it I realize a lot of churches, they do this, but they, you got to
make
come
an event
their,
out of
you
it.
Gotta, you got to, you got to
right.
come to their church to
That's
get
right.
those things. And I'm like, what about the people that don't have transportation? Why are y'all missing out, excluding those people? That's what motivated me to do it.
Okay. Is anybody else doing anything?
I'm from the hood. All
from
these
the phone?
Projects, these people know me.
Yeah.
So
I'm
not finna join a church and say, come to my church, we're going to feed you, because all the time they want you to join and pay that motherfucking 10%. Excuse me. Oh, my God. And pay that 10%.
Yeah, you know, D.A., I'm at too.
Okay.
You know, I think I would, you know, without everybody tooting their horn, I would be very surprised if any brother on this phone is not doing something.
Right.
Within
right.
their community.
Right.
I mean, that would
right.
that would really surprise
right.
me if a brother said, I ain't doing nothing.
Right.
You know,
except
I think
talking.
Yeah. So I think we all understand we're in survival mode, and I think we all, you know, doing what we can within our own little communities. I think what at some point, you know, when we mature, you know, we got to look
doing,
at...
What you doing, D.A.?
We got to look at the... we got to look at a little bit of a bigger picture. You know,
exactly.
looking 50 years down the road, what do we look like in 50 years, meaning now us collectively? Because I think if we look, if in 50 years we can get back on the phone and have the same conversation, passing out food and, you know, working out the school program,
scholarship,
I think we're still going to be, you know, in a
fighting
bad, in bad shape as a people. Yeah. But I, you know, I said that, but I run a couple of after school programs. We did last year. We did about got a grant for about $5 million. We gave out. I don't know if y'all familiar with Anthony Browder. I know some nephew.
Yeah, Anthony Browder. Yeah, Anthony.
Yeah, we
Browder.
Did. Yeah, we did a rights
of passage
program.
That's the Nile. That's civilization. Nile Valley civilization.
Nile Valley. Yeah, we got that book. Sankofa book into the hands of about 150 after school eighth graders. Did book reports and went through them, did a curriculum. Got a few things going on in Uganda, and we're also getting ready to open up something in Jamaica.
That's good, bro. That's real good.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, the opportunity, and the reason I said that was because there are people here. When you look at, just for a perfect example, maybe about a month ago, my wife and I and a friend and his wife, we were sitting down one day and we said, you know what, let's feed some people. And with $400, check this out, with $400, we went to Sam's Club and we bought rice and turkey, I mean not turkeys, and chickens and meat and all these loins and turkey, I mean, you know, beef loins. I mean food, real good food, man. Macaroni and cheese, potatoes, I mean a lot of $400 worth. Wasn't a whole lot, but we came home and we cooked it and we sat around and we laughed and we joked, having fun cooking all day. And we went out, man, and fed about 300 people with that. And so when you, it doesn't take a whole lot.
Right.
It doesn't take a whole lot. It takes more energy to stay on the phone and fight. I guarantee you, both of us, if all of us said, you know what, next Friday we're going to put in $25 into this account, man, and we're going to keep doing that, and we're going to push the public to send a dollar or donate.
That's an awesome idea. Real talk,
yeah.
That's really an
and
awesome
so,
idea.
And then at the end of 6 months, we're going to go back and say, hey, man, you know what? These brothers, I don't know, what do you call them? They religious brothers. I don't know what you call those brothers, but these brothers want to do something for the community. And you ain't got to show up. Maybe it might be Atlanta, or it might be wherever, New York, or it might be Detroit or Trenton or wherever, man. But to be on the phone swinging, and this is just me. I do enough Facebook fighting for...
What are you telling me? You and me
I ain't got, yeah, I don't need to transfer from one digital format to another one. I want to do progressive things, you know what I mean? And in order to do progressive things, we got to think progressively, man. You know,
right.
And so...
Hold on. So, Nathan, you asked me a question earlier. You said, D.A., man, what are you doing? And I had to think about it for a second. I'm not necessarily doing the things that you're doing. I mean I have contributed to that before, but I haven't I've necessarily didn't lead in doing that. But one thing I can say that I am doing, young men who I actually know that for everybody that out there, I'm a music producer. Also a musician. But
where you play?
I play the piano.
You play better than Lewis?
No, actually, Lou taught me a lot of stuff that I've actually learned.
That's why he mad, because you ain't paid him back yet.
just to let everybody know, I'm a huge advocate of young men who are actually people that are married, young men who are married. I'm a huge advocate of young men that are married that are really, really trying to do the right thing by their family and wives. I always have conversations to all of the young men that I know, all of the artists and producers. Me, I've been married for 5 years.
Okay.
And I honestly can say that I know people who actually have been married longer. They say, you know, just keep on being married and your story might change. I don't necessarily think so. I mean, I love my family. I love my wife. I love everything about me being married. It's a beautiful thing to me.
Me too, bro. I've been in 16 years.
I just celebrated with my wife 15 years.
16 for me too.
I mean, I take that back. Anniversary 15 years. Been together 20 years.
Congratulations.
Brother mine too.
Fellow Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, and just the people that do know me, like Jay, they'll tell you I'm a huge advocate about you know what I'm saying, for relationships and really, really helping young brothers have a different outlook and a different aspect on relationships and marriage.
All is value. All of it's valuable. All of it's valuable, man. It's like gold, man. When you look at what's missing in our societies, DA, I don't like calling you DA, man. I don't like that, man. But when you look at what's missing in our societies, man, you know.
District attorney.
Huh?
No, you said DA. I was a district attorney. That's
right? So you feel me, right? I get the bumps on something when I say that, man.
Hey, so enough of that. I'm going to challenge you then. So look, here what we got. We got by the 15th of December, if everybody commit to $25, we'll let Jay Miller and his community pick an organization that we'll get the money to.
There
by the 15th of December.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Jerry Lynch.
And that's look, and the 25 is just
you
for
guys,
us,
you guys,
right?
I don't mean to cut you off, but you guys can go on Facebook, because I keep my page open. I ain't got nothing to hide. You can Google, type in Gary, Indiana, each one, the number one, teach one, the number one. Gary, Indiana, each one, teach one. Been doing this for 3 years.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I said something.
And
I
would donate to one of you guys' organizations when y'all do something. You know what I mean?
Listen. So that's where we at. Hey, Jake.
Yeah.
Is it a? Are you gone?
No, I'm here. I'm right here.
Oh, okay.
Jay, you
I'm
still
right
there?
Can you put like the
I'm
address
right
or where you want us to send it to and what name you want?
Yeah,
us to
you can. Yeah. 3690. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
3690. West.
What's my address? Say that again.
3690. Wait, who is this talk? Who is Sinefa referring to? What's Sinefa referring to?
No. This is Matt too. I was talking to Jay. I was talking about we're going to all put $25 together and give it to Jay Miller to the whole show.
Okay. Why don't you do this, Jay? Yeah, why don't you shoot everybody? Because, mind you, you're not on Facebook, right?
No, this way you can hit me at right here.
Okay.
This is what I'm gonna do right here for right now. I'm gonna give everybody my email.
Okay. Cool.
My email, and then from the email, I'll give you my number, because I don't want to give my number out where everybody can call me personally.
That's
but the
up.
Ones that's on the show right now. So my email is Goddrum.
Spell that.
godrum77@gmail.com.
Okay.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
See?
And you know,
now that's progressive. That's what I'm talking about.
I just want to say, I'll commit to that December the 15th.
Yep.
$25. But really, on some real, I have to leave you brothers, man. God willing, tomorrow I'll be back online with y'all.
Okay. 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 Hey, Sword, man, when you find
yeah,
a way, I'm gonna get your math from Jermaine, all right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if you don't want to give it to me, just say no.
That's cool because you sound like you
took a deep breath.
No,
like, I don't want to talk to you.
No, I'm saying with me, I'm like, I'm just coming back from the dead, man. So, Facebook been around for a long time. But if you see me on Facebook, I just tapped into this maybe about, a year ago, maybe 6, 7. 9 months, the most. 10 months.
I just shot you an email, Black.
So what I'm saying is a lot of this stuff is new for me, man, because I'm coming back from a tremendous fall, man. But I thank God that He spared my life, man. You know
right.
that I'm alive.
G-O-D,
you know.
G-O-D,
well, that's why. That's why I said
seven.
I was gonna get
I
your
I got
man.
You. Email.
I'm on the phone with you right now, Jerome Lynch. I got you.
Yeah.
I see you right now.
Yeah, Jay connect, because he inspired me to even come this way. You know, like, you know, you can reach me through him anytime, man. You know?
Okay, man.
And then, like he said, he didn't want to, he put his email, I could put my email out there. It's, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
You can go
but
right
no,
to
I could get you. I'll get
and,
you.
And
I'll see
what
I'm
going to do is, one day, this is what I'm going to do. Let me say this. We'll just three-way, and then I'll call y'all and get together, and then y'all can transfer y'all numbers.
All right, you do it.
From
yeah,
that
we
way.
Do it like
over,
that.
Yeah.
Do it like
from
that.
Yeah.
Do it like
yeah. that.
Yeah.
Hey, check
this
out.
I got to get off the phone real quick. Wife want to spend a little time. But like I said, man, hey, I appreciate you guys letting me join in on this conversation. And my Facebook page is wide open. Jerome Jerry Lynch.
All the time, right?
All the time.
All
I ain't got nothing to have. Jerome Jerry Lynch.
Yeah.
I hate you, man.
You can hit me on my Facebook page. Like I said, I ain't got nothing to have. I appreciate even the idea and brothers calling on here willing to give back, to start something so we can start being an impact in this world, regardless however small it starts out. But like I said earlier in the show, man, I believe Dirty Church Radio is going to do some great things, man, some big things, because not only that, personally, the brothers that's calling on here are doing some great things. So if we all come together and do something, it can't have, it's no other choice but for it to be great and big. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Yeah.
You know,
I appreciate that, man. And
mine
listen,
too.
Yes, sir.
I got to get your information. You know, I'm closing in on this book, man.
Hey, Jay, I'm going to send you an email right now. Pass this on to the brother, right?
Okay,
I'm sending it right now.
Because I was all in somebody's inbox the other day saying, Montu, man, you was on. He said, bro, look, I said, bro, was you on Dirty Church Radio? He said, Dirty,
hey,
man, what's wrong
hey,
with you, man?
Never, I'm like the spook that sat by the door. I got to keep it moving, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
The address I give you today might not be
might
the one
not be
I give you
one.
Look,
I got a number that I put out there, and people say, man, I can't never get you, see, because you don't get the right number.
Right.
Ask Jermaine. Every time I hit him, it's from a different phone. I know people say, how many phone numbers you got? Yeah.
Did you get it?
Hey, peace out to you, brother. I'm going to.
It's right
I'll let y'all later.
Right now.
All right.
All right, everybody.
All right, beloved.
Sure. All right, peace. All right, peace. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here on here.
Who this?
I'm still on here. It's Jay.
Look,
this minister.
Oh.
Lou, you still on the line, Lou?
Yeah, I'm still on the line.
Yeah, you
been real quiet.
I ain't heard you in about 30 minutes.
because I know I don't have to be heard. I'm good. Oh. I don't have a need to be heard.
You stupid,
man. Y'all too much, man.
Lou, hey,
y'all brothers too much for me, man.
Man, I've been knowing Lou almost all my life, man.
You ain't got that yet, Jay?
Yeah, I got it, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got you. I got that information
hey,
on
here.
Hey, Sinefer.
Yeah.
No, you've been knowing me all my life because you're older than me.
Wow.
So why you had to put all that out there?
Because,
wow,
you my big brother. So
But I'm saying, why you got to put all that out there? We could have just been cool.
Hey, Sinefer.
You know what I mean? Ain't nobody got to know how old I am.
Hey, Sinefer.
Yeah, what's
hey,
up?
I went to Egypt with Doc Ray, with the master teacher.
Oh, this is mine too.
Yeah, this is Metu.
This
yeah.
Metu, yeah. Doc, cool, man. I love him, man.
Yeah.
I just can't do the church thing.
Yep,
you know what I mean?
It's just a little too much. They go, too much. Yep.
Well, yeah, the one here closed. The one
is
here
it?
Closed. Yeah, it closed. I did it a couple, for about a month, man. And I just, you know, when you come out of it, and then you try to go back in it. It's hard, man.
But, you know, one of the things he did do, he, and you probably already know
but
noticed.
Let's me and you talk about that.
Okay.
He gave
right.
me, hey, did you send that number to me, man? Jerome.
Oh.
Jerome hung up. Jerome ain't even on the line.
No, that's
no
Jay
more.
Miller. I sent it to. Oh, okay.
Jay
yeah.
Miller. And he hung up?
No, Jay Miller on the phone. But the, your boy Jerome, he hung up.
Oh yeah, Jerome. I mean Jay, did you send it to me?
You talking about what's his name?
Man, hey, don't start acting like.
Hey, send him my stuff, Jay. This is Matt too.
I'm gonna send him your stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm
gonna
send
him. It's got my phone.
No, but you know what? Because I don't have your email.
All you gotta do is copy it, paste
it
in the message thing in Facebook.
Oh, you want me to send it? Oh, all right. I'll do
that. Yeah. Well, here, Sinefer, it's here. What's your here? I'm gonna send you one right now, man. But you can send it right to my inbox in my Facebook. That's an email too. What's your hold on?
Only reason I'm saying that because I had signed out of Facebook. I could sign back.
Okay,
in,
hold on. I get
I'm in my Gmail right now.
Okay, hold on. Let me go to my gmail.com. Let me go there. Man, I had to blow my computer out today. Man, I was. I got you. Block. No, that's Block Talk Radio. Okay,
hey,
so
hey,
what's
Jay
your?
Miller. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mine is.
Oh, God
Drum.
God Drum 77.
Yeah. At gmail.com.
I'm there already. Yep. God Drum. Gmail.
Hey, so what city you in, Jay?
I'm in Trenton, New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey? Okay.
Yeah.
They
got
to
worry about
there, too.
You don't get the money to no little, you know, European orphanage or nothing, is you?
Oh, no, man. Listen, right now, listen, I'm going to tell you like this, man. It's a lot of gang.
You're
going to
make me cry, man, if you do that.
Nah, man, it's a lot of gang violence and a lot of killings going on here in Trenton and stuff right now, man. So anything that's going to go to. It's going to go
right.
to our youth, man, in this city, man. It's going to go towards, you know what I mean, rather go for them getting, like y'all was talking about, books, reading, trying to put it towards something that can take their attention, man, off of all of this negative stuff that's just infiltrating
our city.
Let
me say
man.
This, Jay, and I'm sure it's something there, but, I mean, you know, I made the pledge to give it to you, to whoever you know, see fit down there. You know where the need is down there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, I don't know if there's any black schools down there, you know, or something like that. But I got so many books, man, and I donate some, you know, I can get them.
There's
to
small
you.
Schools. What a matter of fact, I know a school in Jersey that could use them.
Man, I got
a school
so many.
Right
I got over thousands
there
of Afrocentric books, man.
Really?
Not only that,
yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, right? I'm gonna tell you, and if you got books like that too, we could send them to where he to where Cephalus talking about, like me, I'm over like a young man.
I'm
going to
teach you about my name. Because y'all be beating me up. So you just, you call me Sefner, Stephanie, Monica.
I'm going to call you Stephanie. You don't want to mention Stephanie.
Hey,
you don't want to mention Stephanie.
Hey, you get my name wrong too, man. Montu. Montu.
Because I can't hear you. Because DA always screaming. What's it? It's Metu.
M-E-T-U. Met, like Metu. The word Meginetta. M-E-T-U.
Yeah,
Metu.
Metu.
Man, he done called me some of everything. I just he ain't got it right in so long, man. I just answered to all of them.
Yeah, my man. Because you know I'm your brother. That's why. I was going to call you a couple more names, but I said, nah, I ain't going to do that. I don't know the brother.
Yeah.
Nah, but Matthew, that's I got you now.
Yeah. No, Jay. Yeah. I'm talking about Jay Miller.
Jay Miller call you everything.
Yeah, Montu and all that old stuff, man.
Yeah, I know. I be bugging, right? I'm trying to get it, man. First of all, I kept calling you Michigan for the first few weeks, right? It
right.
was just Michigan.
Yeah.
Right? Where you from? What's going on, Michigan?
Yeah. But, yeah, send me that address then for that school, Senefa, whoever y'all
I'll
got.
I'll do that.
Man. Yeah, I got buku books, dude.
Do you?
Oh, that's great, man.
Yep.
That's real great.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, because I'm actually closing in on finishing this book up, man. I'm doing... working on these last 100 pages over this next couple weeks, man, and finish this chapter. There's only about 2 more chapters, and I'm done.
Oh, okay.
You know, graphics already done, most part. Book concept is really nice. I like it, you know. And putting test material out there on Facebook, and people are eating it up, man. You
That's
know what
what's
I mean?
Up, man. What it's about?
Yeah. Well, it's called In Plain View, and it's about everything that we fall victim to, where the answers are hidden in plain view. You know, the communities, the educational systems. You know what it's about.
Yeah.
Same thing. Same thing you live in, is what it is. And
okay.
and the problem is that too many of us. Have become so Afrocentric that we always talk about the church folk being so heavenly minded that they're no earthly good. Well, we've turned consciousness into another religion.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so I'm from a practical perspective, I'm trying to connect the dots, man.
Okay.
Back to, you know what I mean, to show some balance. And keeping it open enough for kids, and I'm not a historian by any you know, but the truth of it is that I realized that, you know, for a long time, a lot of us got caught up in the Kemet. There's a lot of people right now stuck in Kemet, man. They wearing the outfits, they got the jewelry and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we looking for identity, man.
We
looking for it anywhere, you know. So,
yeah, they and I always tell them, you ain't going to find life in the desert.
There ain't
no life in the desert. It's a cemetery. As a matter of fact, it's a robbed cemetery.
Yeah.
Why do we make, we got to reference our history and keep it moving, man. That's why I said what I said today, man. This conversation has to be progressive. It has to be progressive. In order to make a difference, or we'll be fighting for it. We don't do nothing no different than anybody else. But anyway, man, I got to get
Did
off
you
here,
get it?
Too.
Did you get the email? Did you get the email?
Yeah, I just got it. I just got it. Yeah.
Okay.
I got it.
Making sure. You got it.
Now, did you send your address back to me?
Who, me? You
yeah,
didn't give
no,
me.
No, no, no.
Oh, the Molly?
Jay Miller.
I'm sending that back to you right now.
All right.
I'm sending it to you right now.
All right, fellas.
Well,
okay,
listen, man,
so,
tomorrow night, man, hopefully y'all can be on the show tomorrow. It's going to be a good
What's the show
one.
About? Is it part 3 of the
No, you know
church?
What? No, no,
part 3.
No. What you,
part 3
no.
and a half.
What you going to have to do, you know how we wait on Facebook to hear your, you know, I look at it like the morning paper, you know what I mean, to see what the next post going to be in the morning. You gotta wait till tomorrow morning to check this now.
Oh, okay,
you know what I mean?
All right. He said that don't come out until tomorrow. You got to get hot off. You stupid boy.
Oh,
this don't bring out part 3. The
you
sequel.
Ain't kidding, man.
Don't run the sequel.
Nah,
we go.
Nah, wait.
Hey, we gonna boycott. If it's part 3, we gonna boycott it.
Nah, we ain't gonna do that. But I got a good one.
That's what's up.
I got a good one.
Hey Jay, hit me up on the low after you get off, all right? Give me about ten minutes.
All right, fam.
I ain't got that.
I'll let you tomorrow though, Jay. If I don't get it.
All right, man.
All right, y'all.
Peace. All right.
Okay, peace, beloved.
Yep. See you, Lou.
Lou, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yo, peace, everyone. Good night, man.